XA540. I'm based in Fargo, North Dakota, and we bring you news and views from the heartland of America. I'm fighting the righties every day on behalf of the working people who've made the nation great. Tell your friends to listen. Give me a call toll-free, 1-877-934-6833. The Ed Schultz Show, noon to 3 on KRXA 540. Think for yourself.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
CBS News, I'm Jim Taylor. For a midterm election in many places, record voter turnout today. Some are casting votes in favor.
The economy is very important to me. I'm a small businessman, and I think that we need to keep moving on the economy.
Some are voting against.
Because I'm very disgusted and disillusioned with our society and our government, with the Bush administration and the Republicans.
Some are being told their polling place has moved.
It certainly smacks of voter intimidation to me.
That's Gene Jensen, Virginia Election Board. In New Jersey, CBS News correspondent Stephanie Lambidakis.
Federal monitors have been sent to two locations in New Jersey to investigate allegations that some voting machines had Democrats pre-selected on the screens. The Republican State Committee gathered complaints from voters in four municipalities and took affidavits from those voters to civil rights prosecutors in Newark. Officials there are now investigating the complaints while trying to replicate what voters encountered.
This is Steve Futterman in St. Louis. The polls here in Missouri are still open. Voter turnout for a midterm election is said to be quite strong. The race for the Senate between Republican Jim Talent and Democrat Claire McCaskill is said to be a virtual pick'em. We found voters here in St. Louis on both sides.
Can you tell me who you chose to vote for?
McCaskill. I'm a Democrat.
Jim Talent.
Many believe the winner here could determine which party controls the U.S. Senate. Steve Futterman, CBS News, St. Louis.
In the state of Washington, nature is keeping some people from voting.
I'm Heather Bosch in Skagit County, which, like many in our state, holds elections by mail. But just getting to the post office or a ballot drop site today is tricky. Many voters do have to be a little determined, though, to come out in weather like this.
I'm determined.
We still have a number to come.
And County Auditor Norma Brummett says voters who can't make it because of flooded roadways and the like should call her office to arrange submitting their ballots late. Heather Bosch for CBS News, Mount Vernon, Washington.
Have you voted yet? When did you decide which way you were going to go? CBS News analyst Liani Huddy.
Most voters had decided how they would vote for the House of Representatives more than a month ago. But quite a few people decided recently. In fact, 18% only made the decision in the last 3 days. And Democrats are going to need about 15 seats to win control of the House.
Say it isn't so. Another celebrity marriage hitting the rocks. This time it's Britney Spears filing divorce papers to split from Kevin Federline, her husband of a couple of years and the father of her two children. There were several months back in 1968 when a certain song was unavoidable, inescapable on the airwaves. Love is Blue, French composer Paul Mauriat, dead at the age of 81. On Wall Street today, the Dow finishing below record territory, but still up 51 points at 12,157. This is CBS News.
This Wednesday is Big Wednesday at Kohl's, where you can find amazing prices on great new looks, like the one stylist Sean is telling us about.
Expect to see a lot more glamour mixed into every day.
Ooh, like velvet jackets with jeans?
Yes, it's a fantastic look for women and men. And the tuxedo shirt isn't just for tuxedos anymore. Mix it up in decor, put dressy pillows alongside casual styles.
Turn every days into special days at Kohl's Big Wednesday. Save 40 to 50% on fashion for you and your home. This Wednesday only, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. at Kohl's. Expect great things.
The point of commercials is, of course, to get you to do something. For example, we'd like you to go to Geico.com and get a free rate quote. But if you're still not reaching for your mouse, at least do this for me. Call a friend who has Geico and ask some questions. Can Geico really save me that much money? Is their claim service as good as, well, they claim? Are they really available 24/7? Once you get your answers, we'll be right here.
Go to Geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Al-Qaeda goes to jail. in Great Britain.
Darren Barrett was sentenced to life with no parole before he is at least 73 years old. Before sentencing, the court heard that this admitted al-Qaeda operative had planned to bomb targets in the U.S. and Britain. Much of what was learned from his plans came from a computer corporate-style presentation he made to the al-Qaeda leadership about what he wanted to do, how he would do it, and what it would cost. The judge said Barrett's plans would have caused carnage on a colossal and unprecedented scale. Larry Miller, CBS News, London.
Will the real Borat please stand up?
My name is Borat Sagdiev.
But now a man from Turkey claims he's the real Borat. Mahir Kagri says comedian Sacha Baron Cohen based Borat on him, and he wants an apology and a lot of money. He's traveling to London hoping to meet with Cohen and demand a cut of the profits. Borat made $26 million on its first week. I'm Jim Taylor, CBS News.
If you've ever struggled with a sick kid while trying to get his temperature, you'll love the new temporal scanner by Exergen. It works like magic. Just press a button, gently scan your child's forehead, and get an accurate reading, just like that. It's safe, quick, effective, and used by doctors and premier hospitals. Imagine no more sticking thermometers in ears or rears. You can even use it while your child is sleeping. The temporal scanner from Exergen, a better thermometer for your family, and the best money you'll ever spend. Available at the pharmacy, at Walmart, Walgreens, and other fine stores.
AOL users, now you can keep your AOL email address for free. Bring it with you to Net Zero and save almost $200 a year. With AOL's recent decision to let you keep your email address for free, you can get your email from AOL and your internet access from Net Zero. Net Zero is only $9.95 a month. That's less than half the price of AOL. And Net Zero ranks higher in customer satisfaction. So why wouldn't you do it? Take 2 minutes now and download Net Zero. Call 1-800-NET-ZERO or visit netzero.com.
Listening to a live election night integrity marathon broadcast featuring Peter B. Collins in San Francisco and Brad Friedman in Los Angeles.
Woo-hoo. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a technological challenge of epic proportions as we have maxed out the technical capacities of my secret studio. We've got six computers hooked up to the internet. We borrowed cable television from our neighbors just across the parking lot. And we've got Brad Friedman, his Bradness, live by ISDN from Los Angeles. Hi, Brad.
Hey, Peter B., how are you, my friend?
Well, I'm nervous.
Well, are you?
Yeah.
I'm nervous. We got, why, just because we've got a 10-hour or so marathon broadcast?
No, that's a piece of cake.
Ah.
I'm nervous about what's going to happen and where we're going to be at midnight tonight.
As well you should be, my friend. We got a mess going on around the country. Bradblog.com readers likely already know this, but we're going to be covering it all night long in this marathon meltdown-a-palooza, Peter B.
Well, and Brad, before things do go wild, and you know we're going to be doing this all the way until midnight Pacific time, let's give credit to the people who helped make this happen, starting with you. This was your idea, and I'm glad you thought of it, and I'm happy to collaborate.
You're blaming me right from the get-go, are you?
Yeah. I also want to thank your partner, Desi Doyen. She's a stalwart, helping us pull all this together. My excellent producer, Matt Renner, our senior producer, Katrina Rill, who's on her way to the studio here. And I want to thank the radio stations that have agreed to carry our special broadcast, KRXA 540 in Monterey, KSAC 1240 in Sacramento, KGOE 1480 in Eureka, KUDO 1080 in Anchorage, Alaska, WBCR 97.7 FM in Great Barrington, that's in western Massachusetts, and WWPR 1490 Tampa Bay. Hello to you all. We're also streaming on the internet at radiopower.org and their various connections too at velvetrevolution.us. And Velvet Revolution, Brad is a founder of that organization, and they are supporting our election integrity broadcast today. Anybody else we should mention, Brad?
Yeah, and you can confirm whether they are here or not, but my understanding is we'll be on whiterosesociety.org.
That's right.
KPFTX.org down in Houston, and headonradionetwork.com is going to be coming in and out, I think, throughout the night. Our old friend Bob Kincaid out there. And did you mention blog.thedemocraticdaily.com?
I failed to do that.
Oh,
I got to write that one down. Blog.thedemocraticdaily.com.
Mm-hmm.
Democratic Daily.
So we are pulling together coast to coast, the entire nation and all of the media to go along with it into an enormous broadcast that's going to be going, boy, until at least midnight Pacific time. We'll see how events go on the ground. We have invited anyone and everyone who'd like to jump into this thing as far as air affiliates and internet network sites go. The more the merrier, says me.
And since we have some new listeners who don't know who you and I are, I'm Peter B. Collins, and I originate every day at this time from San Francisco to a group of stations mostly in the West, but we're oozing eastward. And Brad is Brad Friedman, and he's the proprietor of BradBlog.com. In my view, the premier election protection, election integrity website, and you have done yeoman's work, broken so many stories over the last few years, Brad, and I'm delighted to be partnering with you on this special broadcast. And I want to give out our toll-free number. You're welcome to call the program anytime when you have something to add to the conversation. If you want to report some unusual activity at your polling place today, anomalies, long lines, lack of paper ballots, electronic machines that wouldn't boot up, election workers who didn't know what they were doing. those are just some of the things that we'll be touching on, and you can call in toll-free at 888-5-PETER-B. The number again is 888-5-PETER-B, and that's 888-573-8372. Matt answers the phone. He'll take your call, put your information up on the screen. And this is going to be a loose live broadcast, so please bear with us. We have a general idea of what we're going to be doing, and then events will take over. Right, Brad?
Indeed they will. And let me toss in a couple of points here. This is a velvetrevolution.us election protection strike force broadcast as well. It is a Raw Radio Network special event in conjunction with our friends over at rawstory.com. We'll be in touch with Larissa Alexandrovna, who's a regular guest of Peter's every week.
Managing editor at Raw Story.
That's right. We're going to be checking in with her and, of course, with the stories coming out of rawstory.com throughout the night. As well, we can look forward. I know some of the folks already booked to be on here tonight. We're going to be speaking with candidate Steve Young out here in California shortly. We've got vote rigging whistleblower Clint Curtis, who's running down in Florida's 24th district against Tom Feeney, the man he says asked him to create vote rigging software. We're going to be talking, I believe, we expect to speak with folks like Greg Pallast, Bev Harris in, I think she's up in
Seattle.
In Seattle. Mm-hmm. Bob Fetrakis and Harvey Wasserman on the ground in Ohio. Boy, we've got a huge list of folks that we're going to be talking to as we go on. And folks are going to be talking to me, Peter.
Mm-hmm.
Media folks. I think we're going to be hooking up with the Young Turks, who are over there on Air America, in a little while, and some other stations who, for some reason, want to talk to me. I'm going to interview with them, and we're going to try to carry that cross-broadcast here live on our special broadcast, so it could be a pretty exciting night.
Yeah, it will be. And, again, we want to invite our listeners to participate. If you don't feel like making a phone call, you can email me, peter@peterbcollins.com, one of the 14 screens up on my computer here, and I'll check the email during the breaks. And why don't we get right down to business now, Brad, and recap some of the problems that are popping up across the country.
Yeah, and let me add, though, before we do, speaking of some of these problems, I've got no internet access down here now, Peter B.
We got to fix that.
Yeah, so that's just one of the problems in relying on computers. So we're trying to get that fixed down here in a hurry. So you're going to have to walk me through some of the things that I covered on BradBlog.com within the past Lord knows how many hours.
Well, let's go to Denver first, because there have been extremely long lines in Denver. And about 2 hours ago, I plugged into a conference call, a national conference call held by Common Cause USA. And Denver is one of the problem spots today. And what we're learning, this came from David Dill of Stanford University and VerifiedVoting.org, that in Colorado, they set up these hub voting centers. So you don't have to go to your local school or your local precinct. You can vote anywhere at one of these 65 centers around the city. And the problem is not with the electronic machines, at least not so far. The problem is with the poll books, which list registered voters. You go to one of these 65 centers, it's supposed to be easy to find you, but there's a single server that they use for the poll book, and it crashed twice and has been operating sluggishly. So the report is that lines were up to 2 hours this morning. The system crashed. They got it back up. Then it crashed again at lunchtime, and they're very worried about the 5 to 7 p.m. rush. And Democratic leaders in Colorado have filed a court filing, a brief earlier today, asking for an emergency court order to extend the voting there by 2 hours because of the problems that have cropped up so far.
Yeah, and I've actually got some breaking news for you, Peter, on that story right now just coming in. We've heard from Stephanie Cook at pollworkersfordemocracy.org that the request down in Denver to keep those polls open until 9 p.m. has been denied.
Oh, really?
Incredibly, yeah. They've got absolute chaos down there, and we've got a link to it over at Brad Blog. And, oh, heck, looks like my internet just came up. Good.
Hallelujah.
We're hearing now they're going to be only open until 7 p.m. Mountain Time, and they are asking folks, this is incredible, Peter, I'm just getting this in, asking folks to bring food, water, chairs, and help people stay in line. If they're in line in Denver and across Colorado by 7 p.m. Mountain Time, they will be allowed to vote. So the folks are trying to get down there to the polls with food and water and chairs so that people can brave these long lines, make it all so that they can cast their vote in America.
And is it okay to have your kid sit in line for you?
It is if you ask me. But you know, I tell you, you bring up a good question, because in a lot of these cases, you know, folks are going to have to fight for their democracy here. They're going to have to fight to make sure that their vote counts. One of the things we've been telling folks is if you're going in to vote on touchscreen systems, for example, around the country, bring a video camera, bring a still camera. If your vote flips, and we'll, I'm sure, talk throughout the night of all the reports we've gotten about touchscreen votes flipping, you know, photograph it. But we got a ruling from a county down in Florida who said, no, you can't bring the cameras in here. There's no actual state law in Florida about that. But, you know, I'm not going to encourage anyone to break the law, but I am going to suggest that people are going to have to step up and make sure their voice is heard.
That's Brad Friedman in Los Angeles. I'm Peter B. Collins in San Francisco. We've just gotten underway with our 9-hour marathon election night, election integrity special.
Radio.
And we invite you to stay with us. You can call the program toll-free, 888-5-PETER-B. That's 888-573-8372. A little bit later this hour, candidate Steve Young from California will join us. We have lots of other special guests, so stay with us. And when you're watching TV returns tonight, I expect you to do that. Keep your radio or your computer stream on in the background, because we've got the real news about the problems in today's election. We'll continue in just a moment. Peter B. Collins and Brad Friedman, right here. You're listening to the new KRXA 540. Do you wish your dentist listened to you? Dr. Daniel Turner has been practicing dentistry in Monterey for 33 years, and he specializes in listening to his patients. For Dr. Daniel Turner, the most important aspect of good dentistry takes place long before you open your mouth. Dr. Turner interviews every new patient so that he'll understand what is important to you. And because Dr. Turner cares about you and your concerns and feelings, he provides outstanding care for your teeth. Dr. Turner's caring attitude and professional manner extend to his entire staff. Karen, Sally, Christy, and Nikki are always courteous and efficient. So if you're looking for a Monterey dentist who listens and who cares, call Dr. Daniel Turner at 375-1112. That's 831-375-1112. Dr. Turner's office is conveniently located at 815 Cass Street, downtown Monterey. Parking is free and plentiful. So for all your dental needs, call Dr. Daniel Turner at 375-1112. He listens. He cares.
Hans Auto Repair in Seaside is hands down the finest Volvo maintenance and repair shop in Monterey County. Owners Mike Brooks and Tracy Palacco are both factory trained in Volvo service and repair. They provide outstanding quality and great service at reasonable prices. They only work on Volvos, so you know that your Volvo will be in caring and skilled hands. Hans Auto Repair is at 384 Olympia Avenue in Seaside, or you can call Mike and Tracy at 583-9820. That's 583-9820.
Pam and Nancy from the Potting Shed in Aptos on the Christmas season.
We have the tree. We have refreshments. It's turned out to be a really big season for us.
Someone was in the other day who was telling their companion who had been there for the first time that, oh, and they also do Christmas, and you should see it with all the lights. It's just beautiful. So.
It's one of the prettiest times of the year.
Yeah. Christmas is fun. I mean, we start the kickoff with the, for the season, the first weekend in November with an open house, and we have homemade refreshments. In December, we have a live green wreath workshop where people can come and make their own green wreaths.
Call us at 685-1626, and we keep lists of anyone who's interested in the classes. Schedule them accordingly. We're located at 5752 Freedom Boulevard in Aptos.
About 2 miles east of Highway 1, heading towards Watsonville. You have to look for us. We're in an old barn. If you look for our mailbox, it's painted bright yellow and it's shaped like an old barn, so it makes it a little bit easier to find. The Potting Shed.
Gifts for gardeners and everyone. We're hard to find, but it's worth it.
Come on in, and you will see the Central Avenue Bakery. Smell the bread, try the scones, everything's a taste you want to take it all home. Vegetarian is a pillar affair. We make our meals in a kosher kitchen. I'll make mine falafel with hummus too. A side of couscous and a baba ghanoush, yeah. Open at 7 every day. Have a cup of coffee or your morning latte. Come on in and sit right down. It's the friendliest place in town. Central Avenue Bakery. In PG.
For an unforgettable omelet experience, visit the Central Avenue Bakery today. 173 Central Avenue at the corner of Dewey, PG.
Do you have a living trust? Lawyers on Duty is offering a living trust package for just $995. If you're single, only $895. Give your loved ones the safety net by saving them thousands of dollars by avoiding cumbersome legal proceedings. At Lawyers on Duty, they're available and affordable. With over 1,000 living trusts completed locally, they'll work with you to avoid costly probate. Behind Rosine's on Alvarado Street, downtown Monterey. Lawyers on Duty, 375-5100. Alan Kaplan, owner.
Listening to a live Velvet Revolution election protection strike force event.
Because this democracy ain't gonna save itself.
Here now your hosts from the Peter B. Collins Show, Peter B. Collins, and from BradBlog.com, Brad Friedman.
Polls are still open across most of these United States. We're watching the election. We'll give you the results. But we're also focused on the process, the machine, the attempts to suppress voter turnout and participation, the robo phone calls that left people with misleading messages from misleading sources. All of these add up to the train wreck or the meltdown that many have been predicting for months. My colleague Brad Friedman is with us from Los Angeles. I'm Peter B. Collins in San Francisco. You can call in if you have a comment or a report on election activities, election anomalies that you witnessed today. Our number is 888-5-PETER-B. That's toll-free 1-888-573-8372. Brad, what would you like to talk about next?
Well, real quickly here, I want to say that throughout the night, we're going to be checking in with our old friend John Gideon at votersunite.org. I think we're going to try to get him at least once an hour where we can. And we've got Emily Levy over there at velvetrevolution.us manning the Strike Force site, and we're pointing people to that all night. That's Emily, that's velvetrevolution.us/election-strike-force. And I think we've got her on the line. She's got some breaking news for us. Emily, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Well, how are you? I know you got a cold, so I hope you're doing all right. How are you
doing? I got a little more voice than yesterday, which is a good thing because I have needed it. You have posted on Brad Blog a videotape of a candidate for Florida House District 45 who showed up for his own meet and greet event at a library in Palm Harbor, Florida, and discovered in the room where he was supposed to be meeting his potential voters 15 Sequoia AVC Edge DRE touchscreen voting machines, completely unsupervised. And he got it on YouTube. You have it up on Brad's blog. It was posted last night. You got to scroll down a ways to see it now. What we've found out since is several important things. The library was open at the time. The library was open till, scheduled to be open until 9 o'clock that night, and his event was at 6 o'clock. When he arrived at quarter of 6 for the event at this public library, the room where the event was happening was unlocked. So these machines... where this isn't a sleepover at somebody's house. This is a sleepover, you know, in the town square, basically, because these machines were in an unlocked room in an open public library.
And so he just showed up for this event, and these Sequoia machines were sitting there. No one was watching them.
Right.
Okay.
In an unlocked room in an open public library, and he videotaped it, as I said. The other important information is that we've gotten a video of the vote crew over there, which has been able to document that at least some of these machines are in use for voting today.
And these are the same.
So they've got the serial numbers of the machines, so we know it's the exact same machines are in use for voting.
Did anybody try to get those removed? This was Pinellas County, Florida. Did anybody try to get those machines removed from use since they're essentially presumed corrupted at this point?
I tried to do that. I actually spoke with the candidate who was on the YouTube video very late last night. He said he was going to get down there and try to do that, but by the time he was able to get there, being a candidate, I guess he had a lot of other things to do, voting was already underway, and he did not at that time choose to try to get the machines offline because voters were already voting on them. We've got a bunch of lawyers looking into the situation, and and I believe that we're working on getting a protest called down there, some kind of a vigil happening. So anybody who's in the area listening to this on the Tampa Bay station that your show is carried on, or if you know anybody in the area, have them go to ruckussociety.org and sign up for text alerts so that if a vigil is called, you'll find out about it.
And that's Ruckus, R-U-C-K-U-S, Society. .org.
I'm sorry, it's just ruckus.org.
Oh, ruckus.org.
The group
even easier.
Is called the Ruckus Society.
Okay, and they're using those systems. Thanks for checking in there, Emily. Keep us up to date as that rolls forward. I want to point out that those Sequoia touchscreen machines down there were the ones that we discovered. Peter, you know where this is going, don't you?
Yes, I do.
These are the ones we discovered. There's a yellow button on the back that you can push in a certain order, and it puts the machine into manual mode, and you can vote over and over and over again. Emily, you'll stay in touch with us throughout the night, I have a feeling.
I will do that, and I feel concerned that there's a setup here. This was a scheduled event. Actually, I believe that the candidate is a Democrat. This is an event scheduled for a Democrat in this county to happen, and then these machines were left there. So if, in fact, there is a problem with the machines, he could be accused of rigging the vote himself. And, you know, there's been some evidence that, or some indications, I should say, maybe not evidence, that this Sequoia is going to be tied to, oh, it's owned by a Venezuelan company, and therefore, you know, the Democratic Party is supposedly allied with Hugo Chavez, which I haven't seen any evidence of myself.
But, no, I'm waiting for that.
So the question is whether this is really part of a plan to make it look like Democrats are stealing elections by putting unsecured voting machines in their path.
It's something to watch out for, but, you know, until there's actually evidence of anything like that, I want to be very careful. You're wise to keep this in mind, but right now, all we know is these were left in the open. He was very open about it, got it up on YouTube, and said, hey, people.
He
did the right thing. These machines are sitting here. And so we will keep our eye on that, I suspect, throughout the night.
Emily, thanks for checking in. And you get a special dispensation. I'll write you a prescription if you want, but you should put a little scotch on that throat.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, thanks, guys.
We'll talk to you later on. Time for a break here, and we're going to return. John Gideon's going to update us from the news desk at the Election Integrity Project. We'll continue in just a moment with me, Peter B. Collins, and him, Brad Friedman, in Los Angeles. It's the Election Integrity Marathon Broadcast.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
Monta Vista Wine and Spirits in Monterey has everything you need, from high-end liquor to the very best in fine wines. It's the real deal. Family-owned for over 40 years, John will give you one-on-one personal attention, just like family. Have a special request? Not a problem. Open every day from 9 to 9. Monta Vista Wine and Spirits is located on Soledad Drive in Monta Vista Village, near the Del Monte Center. Look for Doug Huckleberry, who greets you at the door. Monta Vista Wine and Spirits wants you to please drink responsibly.
Attention all KRXA listeners. Are you worried about not having enough money for a truly comfortable retirement? Were you aware that you've had the ability to buy real estate within your individual retirement account without government penalty since 1974? Bet you didn't know that. Only 2% of the U.S. population is even aware of the law. If your IRA had been invested in California real estate 20 years ago, you'd be a multimillionaire today. The retirement specialist will show you how to purchase California property right inside your IRA. They've helped nearly 10,000 people in the last four decades achieve their retirement goals by rolling over their IRAs and 401ks into profitable California real estate. Give them a call at 831-794-8485 to learn more about this underutilized retirement investment. That's 831-794-8485. If you want to achieve financial independence by the time you retire, then call now. There's nothing to lose, only valuable knowledge to gain. Call 831-794-8485 and ask for the retirement specialist.
Let the touch of an angel make your next wedding, anniversary, birthday, or family celebration extra special. Angelina's Bakery, Deli, and Cafe, located at 1725 Fremont Boulevard, Seaside, just across from Craig and Auto Parts, offering full bakery, deli, and cafe services. In the mood for delicious Italian pastries and cookies, specially brewed Latin American coffee, or traditional espresso drinks? Come to Angelina's, where you'll find palate-teasing cheesecakes and specialty cakes for all occasions, as well as tarts and pies with a wide assortment of seasonal flavors. Angelina's Deli features fresh deli sandwiches, breakfast sandwiches, and breakfast burritos. Try Angelina's specialty Mexican and Salvadoran dishes. They're simply delicious. Angelina's Bakery, Deli, and Cafe. Open 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sundays, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Treat yourself to the best, where the old world meets the new in a friendly, clean, casual atmosphere. Visit Angelina's today, 1725 Fremont Boulevard, Seaside.
God listens to Billy Sunshine. Maybe you should, too. Sundays, 3 to 5, on KRXA, 540 AM, The Billy Sunshine Show with Pilar. Coming soon.
You see, we're on a mission from God.
Join broadcast journalist Glenn Brooks and the Vibrant Living Network every Saturday from 9 to 10 a.m. and 11 to 12 p.m. for conversations that invoke creativity, well-being, and compassion. Named as the most knowledgeable voice in the field of holistic health and positive living, Glenn takes your calls and comments right here on KRXA AM 540.
Hi, this is Ed Schultz, America's number one progressive talker. Join me every weekday from noon to 3 here on KRXA 540. I'm based in Fargo, North Dakota, and we bring you news and views from the heartland of America. I'm fighting the righties every day on behalf of the working people who've made the nation great. Tell your friends to listen. Give me a call toll-free, 1-877-934-6833. The Ed Schultz Show, noon to 3 on KRXA 540. Think for yourself.
Listening to a live Velvet Revolution Election Protection Strike Force event.
Being the media all night long. Because someone's got to.
Here now your hosts from the Peter B. Collins Show, Peter B. Collins, and from BradBlog.com, Brad Friedman.
I'm Peter B. in San Francisco with Brad Friedman in Los Angeles. This is your coast-to-coast election night marathon election integrity broadcast.
We're going to bring you the results, but we're also going to bring you the backstory of this troubled election. As many as 80% of Americans voted on electronic machines, and a lot of people weren't ready for it, including election workers and many others. And these machines are highly vulnerable, as we've talked about on many occasions in the past. If you're a new listener to our special broadcast, you can join us toll-free at 888-5-PETER-B. And go to the website velvetrevolution.us for more information about this broadcast, the radio stations and websites that are carrying it, and your ways of participating. My colleague Brad Friedman is in Los Angeles, and Brad, we're ready to move on.
All right, we've got some word now coming out of rawstory.com, our partners in this Raw Radio production. They've got Fox News saying that their exit polls are showing that Democrats are leading in six Senate seats. They list Virginia, Rhode Island, Pennsylvania, Ohio, New Jersey, Montana, and Missouri. And as we know, the Democrats need six seats to take back the Senate, 15 seats to take it in the House. So we will be covering the numbers, the horse race, and the meltdown as we move forward. On the meltdown front, I want to bring in our friend John Gideon from VotersUnite.org. He's going to be checking in with us all night long because we have had reports of problems in states across the country. John Gideon, welcome to the big broadcast.
Hi, well, thank you for having me.
I guess you've been up since what time this morning, John?
I got a phone call at 1:30 this morning from a very irate New Mexican voter who had been gotten some phone calls, and she wasn't happy about them, so she decided to call me and Vince, and we've done what we can to help her out.
And you've been up ever since?
Well, I got a couple hours sleep after that, but still.
All right. Well, we're as you know, covering all sorts of meltdowns across the country here. What are you finding? We haven't even gotten to touch on some. We talked about Colorado, where they're going to be not keeping the polls open past 7, but we've had problems. What other states are we now seeing problems in, John Gideon?
Certainly Orange County, California, looks like it's getting up there, going to be famous this year.
Well, in that case, don't tell folks why, because we've got Steve Young from Orange County, California, who reported this story to me, and we carried it on Brad Blog. We're going to talk to him about that in a second.
Cool.
So skipping Orange County for now, real quickly. What else you got?
Machines flipping votes in Florida. Indiana, Marion County, Indiana, the machines, they've had a lot of problems with the machines. Same in another Indiana, Delaware County, Indiana, where the microvote machines just didn't work at all. They had 75 precincts that ended up without operable voting machines. All over Pennsylvania, Ohio, and elsewhere across the country. And, you know, I see an awful lot of articles that say just minor glitches here and there, and everything is just going along hunky-dory, and they're ignoring all the big stories. So New Jersey's a big meltdown. It's all across the country. It's pretty sad.
Well, and yeah. Gentlemen, the tally at the Common Cause vote line, which is 866-MY-VOTE-1, as of 1 p.m. Pacific time today, they had received 14,000 calls, about 1,000 per hour. And the largest pocket of complaints is Pennsylvania with about 2,000 calls, California second with 1,200, and Arizona is third with 759. That's the Common Cause tally.
And another one, I think John can tell us, the 866-OUR-VOTE, is that the Common Cause line?
No, that's the Voting Rights Institute and EFF, and Common Cause is involved with that also. But
okay, as of noon, I think, then, on that line, again, Pennsylvania led the way.
Yes.
With 841 calls, and I haven't seen what are the problems being reported in Pennsylvania that's triggering all these numbers, John Gideon?
Just machines aren't working, and then their offer of a fix is to give the voters a provisional ballot, and they, oh, by the way, won't be counted until sometime next week. So essentially, voting machines don't work, so we'll give you something, and maybe we'll count your vote back next week when it doesn't really matter.
John Gideon, we're going to check in with you throughout the night on all of these messes, and this is something that people need to understand. You know, we've been screaming for a long time right now for to get paper ballots, normal paper ballots that will be counted on election night. You're supposed to get them, for example, all over California. We're getting reports they're not. We're going to talk to Steve Young about that shortly.
Mm-hmm.
But people need to understand the difference between a provisional and an absentee and a normal emergency paper ballot.
Yes.
Those votes need to be counted tonight.
John, we'll talk to you again real soon. Thanks for checking in.
Okay, thank you.
And joining us now is candidate Steve Young. He's the Democratic nominee in District 48 in California. That's Orange County. Welcome to our Election Integrity broadcast, Steve.
I'm happy to be here. Thank you.
Brad, go ahead.
Yeah, Steve, we spoke a little bit earlier. Thank you for getting in touch with me earlier today. You've raised a lot of eyebrows with your report on what's going on and the calls that you're receiving in your office. Rather than my recapping it here, give us a sense. What kind of calls are you getting and what's going on the ground in Orange County?
Well, let me lay the landscape for you. We are in one of the reddest districts in the country. We have centers of Democratic concentration, however, around a university. In precincts around that university, for example, at 8:30 this morning, one of them had a situation where none of the voting machines were working and there were no paper ballots. And one of our observers watched 15 voters leave that polling place trying to find someplace else to go vote. 5 minutes later, we got another report from another precinct in that area where all the machines were down. People were voting, had voted on all of the English paper ballots that they had there, and were then voting on Vietnamese, Chinese, and Spanish ballots just so that they could vote. I mean, we hear about this thing in Iraq with everybody holding up their purple thumb, and we're talking about all these great sacrifices they made to vote. We got people here voting in foreign languages to vote. We have... And this now covers five precincts that are doing this. At 9:10, we got reports of precincts running out of paper ballots. In other precincts, poll workers were telling people, no, you can't have a paper ballot. Those are just for emergency. You have to vote on the voting machines.
And these were when the voting machines had broken down, and yet they weren't. They were saying, no, this isn't an emergency. You have to sit here and wait for the machine to work?
Well, it was a combination of that. There were precincts where they had workers, because we have been advocating that people go in and vote on paper, and we've got a large movement here of Democrats wanting only paper, and so they went into the polling places and were asking for paper, and the poll workers were telling them, no, you can't vote paper unless it's an emergency. You're going to have to vote on the machines. In fact, on one case, our most recent report that we got in at 2:45, there were two precincts where the machines weren't working and they'd been taking paper ballots only. As of 2:45, they had the machines working. One of the voters went into the booth to vote on the electronic machine, someone who we have got lined up as a poll watcher for later this afternoon, so she knows her precinct number, and the machine showed the wrong precinct number. And she said to the poll workers that were there, my screen is showing the wrong precinct number. And they said, it doesn't matter, vote anyway on that. And so now she's concerned about her vote being rejected because she's voting in the wrong precinct. I mean, we've just got all kinds of stuff that's going on around here. And the registrar says, well, you know, we've got it all taken care of. Well, you know what? Excuse me. I don't think this is the way it's supposed to be. This isn't taken care of, and why is it only happening in Democratic precincts?
Well, and you've got legally registered voters who are being sent away. You reported earlier that people were not able to hang around to wait for those machines to be fixed. And let me be clear. The Secretary of State's office issued a memo on October 3rd, I believe it was, saying that every voter in California is entitled to vote on paper if they wish.
Right.
And he said to the registrar, and by the way, he didn't announce this. We had to get this memo via public records request. He said to every California registrar, it was up to them to determine what an adequate supply of paper ballots would be. Clearly, the registrar down there in Orange County wasn't even close as far as adequate supply, because they ran out, what, within hours of the poll opening?
Yes. In fact, we had something rather ironic. In the Democratic what our local registrar did is he has said we will put 100 English ballots in each polling place. Well, it's interesting that we go into the Democratic polling places. They don't have enough there. One of our campaign workers went to vote today in another town, and there was a problem there with the machines. They had plenty of paper ballots in a predominantly Republican precinct to cover all of the people that wanted to vote but couldn't because of a problem with the machine. I mean, it's an irony that we have here that for some reason we're parceling out votes based on well, I'll let you draw your own conclusion.
Well, Steve and Brad, I'll just add to this that Joseph Jody Holder, who lives in San Joaquin County in the town of Manteca here in California, he reported that at his precinct there were zero paper ballots.
That's adequate, apparently, according to the... and this is one of the things that Deborah Bowen, who's running against Bruce McPherson, had been critical about the Secretary of State, saying that he left it up to the registrars to decide what was adequate, and they found that back in the primaries, many registrars decided that, well, zero paper ballots was adequate.
Well, we are making a big push for paper just because we don't trust the machines. And so, you know, we have people that are consciously going in asking for paper because they don't trust the machines, don't want to vote on it, and the registrar is basically limiting their access to the paper ballots by the ration that he has given to each precinct.
Steve Young, is there anything that voters in the 48th District or in Orange County in general can do? How do they get in touch with you, or how would you recommend if they have similar problems, who do they contact to get something done here?
Well, we have been basically acting as a clearinghouse on this. Our phone number is 949-640-4400, and we have been giving them the telephone number for the registrar, which is 714-954-1901, as well as the Protect Our Vote numbers, are nationwide. So we've been doing everything we can to facilitate this. We keep sending out people to monitor the polling places to find out, you know, are your machines working? How many paper ballots do you have available? Are there any questions that have been asked that you've been unable to answer? And we keep getting reports back that there are long lines because we have a long ballot, and there are a lot of complaints because there aren't enough polling or enough voting machines and paper ballots for the people that want to vote.
Steve Young, we've got to get out to a break, but real quickly, are you hearing? Are you talking to other candidates down there who are getting similar reports from into their offices down there?
We haven't. We've been so swamped with this ourselves, we haven't been able to talk to other campaigns.
All right, keep us updated if you could throughout the night.
Yep.
Unbelievable. Steve Young down there in California's 48th. Thanks a bunch, Steve, for checking in. We'll talk to you throughout the night. We're going to take a quick break. Peter, take it away, my friend.
That was a live report from behind the orange curtain.
Yes.
We'll continue in just a moment. Brad Friedman in Los Angeles and me, Peter B. Collins, in San Francisco. We'll go to the phones in the next segment. Grab a line toll-free at 888-5-PETER-B. Our election integrity special continues until midnight Pacific time. KRXA 540, Progressive Talk for Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz.
The healthcare system is broken. That doesn't mean you have to be. Capitola Physical Therapy helps you return to the level of function you need with skilled personal attention. Whether it's golf, tennis, walking, or simply getting out of bed and maintaining your balance. Capitola Physical Therapy understands, cares, and knows how to help. Call Capitola Physical Therapy at 475-1200. That's 475-1200.
Vote means that our investigation turned up nothing.
Could somebody testify lying before a grand jury? Doesn't mean he's involved.
And it's flat out absurd. Bush was begging that governor on the Sunday before the hurricane hit to get people out of there and declare an emergency.
It's all crazy propaganda. The Joseph Goebbels Network.
Bush was on the phone with her. They were thinking about sending the military in because the state and local people weren't acting fast enough.
It is certain that some self-possessed judge somewhere will soon rule that three men are three women can marry.
Yet Iraqis are united in a broad and deep conviction. 12 government ministries are currently under the direct control of Iraqis. I don't think that's too high a standard.
If you retire, you don't have anything to worry about. You'll probably say it three more times. See, in my line of work, you've got to keep repeating things over and over and over again for the truth to sink in. You've got to catapult the propaganda.
Miguel Sarmiento, owner and chef of the Mexicali Grill in New Monterey, cordially invites you to visit his restaurant and enjoy quality Mexican food prepared with California seasonings and sauces, all with personalized, attentive service. Miguel has more than 14 years of experience preparing Italian, Hawaiian, Mexican, French, and American dishes in restaurants throughout Monterey County. Looking to savor the best Mexicali cuisine served with great margaritas or fine imported or domestic beers? Visit the Mexicali Grill today, located at 204 Lighthouse Avenue at the corner of Reeside Avenue in New Monterey. The Mexicali Grill is open daily for lunch from 11 to 3 and for dinner from 5 to 9. For takeout orders, call 375-9801. That's 375-9801. Miguel has a message for all Central Coast residents who appreciate delicious, high-quality Mexican food at reasonable prices.
Todos son bienvenidos en el Mexicali Grill. Try us. You'll like us a lot.
Children's books, educational toys, and games your entire family will enjoy are always in season at locally owned and operated Thinker Toys. Hi, this is Nurse Rona of Childhood Matters. We know that our children learn by playing, and the caring staff at Thinker Toys will help you choose the ideal gift for toddlers through teens. Stop by our beautiful Carmel store at 7th and San Carlos and the just renovated Thinker Toys at Del Monte Center in Monterey. Thinker Toys is open daily.
Listening to a live Velvet Revolution Election Protection Strike Force event. Being the media all night long, because someone's got to. Here now your hosts from the Peter B. Collins Show, Peter B. Collins, and from BradBlog.com, Brad Friedman.
It's 9 minutes away from the hour here on Election Day 2006. I'm Peter B. in San Francisco. He's Brad Friedman in Los Angeles. We have our correspondents coast to coast. And I want to thank the radio stations that are carrying this special broadcast, some all the way until midnight Pacific time, some as late as after midnight Eastern time. And, Brad, we just got an interesting email report from my hometown of Cincinnati, Ohio. And Mean Gene Schmidt tried to vote on an electronic machine today.
And it didn't go well. We've got a report now coming in at Huffington Post. Mean Gene Schmidt, your old from your old stomping grounds, the Buckeye State. You're going to be our inside Ohio expert tonight, Peter.
It's easy.
Gene Schmidt, the one who apparently beat is that my computer?
Yeah, that's you. That's you.
I'm
beating.
Sorry about that. It's a technological. We don't things they have at MSNBC, so we're doing our best here. Gene Schmidt tried to vote today and had problems. We've got a news report on that, and let me see if I can roll this right now for you.
All right.
Thank you so much, Bob, and it is decision day in campaign 2006.
A little louder.
The polls are open all across the tri-state now, and already there's some problems in some locations.
Congresswoman Jean Schmidt encountered some trouble. Her ballot would not scan when she tried to vote this morning in Loveland. The Early Childhood Center on Loveland, Miamiville Road has three optical scans. Machines and two are not taking ballots. Election officials are trying to fix the problem. In the meantime, the ballots are being locked into the machines. Officials say the votes will be scanned later.
And voters have a number.
So, even Mean Gene Schmidt, who's, by the way, when she ran against Paul Hackett in that special election a few months ago, the computers, Hackett was leading by a few points, as I recall. The computers went down around midnight, came back up. Gene Schmidt was the winner in the Buckeye State, supposedly, and now even she in Ohio can't have her vote scanned, Peter.
That's what we call electronic justice. All right, we got some callers on the line. Let's talk with them. Alice from Humboldt, one of our senior listeners. Welcome, Alice.
Peter B. and Brad, I'm so glad you're on the air.
Well, so are we, frankly.
God bless you, Alice. Great to hear from you.
If you saw the way this was wired together, I actually have some jumper cables here that I had to bring in from the trunk of my car.
I've got a hamster running around in a wheel down here powering the whole Los Angeles studio, Peter.
I have been worrying about this day for a long time. We have people in office that I believe will do anything, and I believe they got in their offices by cheating in prior elections. So I'm doubly glad that you're there.
Well, Alice, I share both of your sentiments. I am guardedly excited that we may have a change in the regime in Washington that we've been waiting for a long time.
I'm
also deeply concerned that the manner in which we're conducting these elections is so bad and so replete with errors and, problems that can crop up. That it's hard to have confidence that we're going to have a result, even if it's a week from now. You know, I'm comfortable going to sleep tonight not knowing exactly
That's
the
fine.
Outcome of every race. But
Thanksgiving.
Yeah. It may be that long.
Well, that's fine, as long as it's the right one.
All right. Well, Alice, thank you for your stalwart support, and I'm glad you checked in today.
Thinking of you.
All right. Thanks, Alice. Now to Joy in Santa Cruz. Thanks for holding, Joy. You're on our Election Integrity broadcast.
Thank you for taking my call. Hi, Brad. This is your Joy from Brad Blog.
Hey, Joy. How are you? Joy interviewed Bobby Kennedy for us, an exclusive interview not too long ago, Peter.
Great.
Yeah,
thanks for
really great.
Up?
But I've been in a whirlwind of emotions today, but I just discovered something that I don't know if either one of you were aware of. Normally, the streaming election results from Ohio are supposed to go into the OARNet IT servers in Columbus, but now they're going to be first diverted to a Chattanooga, Tennessee GOP-only web firm, and the servers are currently hosting GeorgeWBush.com as well as Voter Vault and the RCCC.
Where are you getting that information from, Joy?
I'm getting this from E Pluribus Media.
And so you're suggesting that the server that is going to be giving the results in Ohio is going through a site that runs GeorgeWBush.com?
Yeah.
Wait, is that GeorgeWBush.com or GeorgeWBush.org?
No, .com.
That's the official one.
And the RCCC.
Okay.
That's a real confidence builder, Joy.
I send it to you, Brad, but go ahead and take a look at it yourself. Now, maybe I'm wrong.
I will try to track it down via email. It's coming in unbelievable the way things are pounding me here with reports coming in from around the country. We're definitely going to look at that one, and I'm glad you bring it up, Joy, because one of the things we want to do, and election attorney Paul Leto was asking about this. Guys, when you go to websites, when you get results pages, and you see how things are going throughout the night, take screenshots. If you don't know how to do that on your on a PC, you just hit Alt Print Screen, and then you can paste it into an email or a graphics program or something like that, because we have found they have been very useful to go back and see if anything has flipped. So
you look at the real-time results as they come in, and then you can do some forensics later.
There's another story, too, that you guys might want to know about. In Tucson, Arizona, there have been Latino voters that are being threatened by people they're being intimidated by people who are wearing sidearms when they try to go vote.
Where is that?
That's in Tucson?
Tucson.
Yeah, we've also heard similar reports down, I think, in New Mexico. And the FBI is currently, I'm told, and I forget where the source is here, investigating. Maybe, Peter, you might have the source on this. Investigating in Virginia voter intimidation, apparently on behalf of the George Allen campaign in that very tight Senate race down out there against Jim Webb, although we don't yet know, if it's confirmed, if it's actually tied to his campaign, or if it's just bad guys out there trying to undermine democracy.
Joy, thanks for checking in with us. I want to jump to a call in Arizona. This is Charlene in Gilbert. Welcome to our Election Integrity Special.
Hi, Peter.
Hello.
Thanks for welcoming me. I just came back from my polling site a little while ago.
Mm-hmm.
I had requested the mail-in ballot at the last minute, which was like a week and a half ago, and it took almost 9 days for it to get to me. So it came like last Monday or Tuesday, so I wasn't really feeling confident about throwing it back in the mail. So you could take it and drop it off at any poll site. So I went to the one where I'm registered.
Mm-hmm.
I just dropped it in the box. What I called about is when you do the mail-in ballot, there's a place on the front of the envelope for you to sign and date your name.
Right.
That's all you need. But if you go to the poll to vote, you need this ridiculous photo ID.
Mm-hmm.
However, if you don't have a photo ID with your current address, which my driver's license doesn't have my current address, because
mm-hmm.
I moved, they want money for a new one, all you have to do is notify them of your change of address.
Charlene, I got to cut us off here. We're at the end of the hour. Thanks for your call, and we'll check into that. We'll tell you more about it a little bit later on.
All right.
Election
Bye-bye.
Integrity Special with Peter B. Collins and Brad Friedman continues.
Doing business in Santa Cruz County since 1950, Wilson's Tire and Service now has three locations to serve you better wherever you live. All three locations feature full service, friendly, fast, same-day service, or, in the words of hands-on owner Juan Escamilla,
we're fast and fair, and service is job one at Wilson's Tire and Service.
Specializing in tire, brake, and alignment services with state-of-the-art equipment. Looking for friendly, fast, same-day service from experienced pros? Come to Wilson's Tire and Service. Now located in Santa Cruz at 1807 Soquel Avenue across from Walgreens, in Soquel Village at Old San Jose Road and Soquel Drive, and now in Aptos Village across the entrance to Nicene Mark State Park. Questions? Call 476-0370. That's 476-0370. Say hello to Juan and get the Wilson's Tire and Service full service.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
Election 2006, and the exit polls suggest it's a referendum on Iraq.
Voters told us today that they thought national issues were more important than local issues.
Some polls are just starting to close, and very early indications are things are going well for the Democrats. I'm Bob Fuss in Washington.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, late edition. I'm Bill Whitney. Chief Washington correspondent Bob Schieffer has been studying the nationwide exit polls, and the trend is unmistakable.
62% thought that national issues were more important than local issues. That is extraordinary. All politics may be local, but apparently not this time, and that is bad news for the Republicans. What is the issue? It is Iraq. Nearly 60% of the people we questioned today said they do not approve of the war.
And almost the same number, 58%, said they do not think it's helping national security. At stake tonight is control of Congress for the final 2 years of President Bush's term. CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss joins us live. Bob?
The polls are just starting to close in a few East Coast states, and there are early indications it could be a very big night for the Democrats. The exit polls indicate across the country people are viewing this election as a national referendum on the president and the Republican Congress, and they aren't faring well. But control of the House and Senate are going to depend on individual races. The Democrats need to win 15 House seats from the Republicans to take control. There are probably 50 or so close races. To win the Senate, Democrats need to gain 6 seats, among the ones we're watching most closely, Virginia, Tennessee, Missouri, and Montana. Live in Washington, Bob Fuss, CBS News.
And already, CBS News estimates that when all the votes are counted, Bernie Sanders, an independent and self-described socialist, will have been elected to the Senate from Vermont, and Richard Lugar, a Republican, will have been reelected in Indiana. Both results were expected. At the polls, no major meltdowns reported, but there have been some problems.
This is John Harchie in Washington. Scattered reports of polling place trouble include 32 spots in Utah.
The encoders are used to program the voter cards. We're not working properly.
But spokesman Joe Demas says it was fixed. Long lines with two-hour waits in Colorado. Officials blame a long ballot. Illinois voters complain poll workers couldn't operate new equipment, and glitches delayed some voters in Indiana and Ohio. They extended voting hours in part of Pennsylvania because of machine problems.
The Justice Department says calls and emails to its voter hotline have been surprisingly low. Now this.
I'm back. I am the Ricola Mystery Cougher. If you hear me coughing and offer me a soothing, natural Ricola cough drop, you could win $1 million. And this year, I'm also coming to one lucky listener's home. Register at RicolaUSA.com for clues and official rules. And remember,
I could be a woman.
No purchase necessary. Game open to legal U.S. residents 18 years or older. Game runs October 9th to November 18th.
Does anyone have a
Ricola? Welcome back to Sports Beat with me, Dan Stevens, and we've got Nancy on a car phone.
Dan, I just missed a turn. Now should I take a right or a left here?
You know this is Sports Beat, don't you?
To easily get back on track when you miss a turn, you want to ask TomTom, not Dan.
Turn left.
TomTom Go is your portable, everyday GPS solution. Grab it and go. Just tap the screen and a helpful voice guides you where you're going.
You have reached your destination.
TomTom Go. Find your way the easy way. Learn more at TomTom.com.
While this election may be a referendum on the war in Iraq, it's a very personal poll for some Americans. CBS News correspondent Cammy McCormick has more from Baghdad.
The debate over Iraq is personal to Cheryl and Roger Dresky of Michigan. They lost their son, Dwayne, in a roadside bomb in Habaniya, Iraq.
People have to be there to know the way we feel. We lost a loved one, and I just hate to see anybody else lose them.
The Dreskys are strong supporters of the troops, but oppose the war. Still, Cheryl Dresky isn't sure her vote today will make any difference.
Election is not going to bring them back, you know, and election's not going to bring those boys home from Iraq that are going over there.
Cammy McCormick, CBS News, Baghdad.
The U.S. military death toll in Iraq is 2,837. In wet western Washington, the heavy rain tapered off today, but floodwaters continued to rise. We talked to Steve Mansfield, the sheriff in Lewis County.
We have major evacuations and rescues going on at this time. We've just had the Cowles River jump course here on us, threatening approximately 300 homes, trying to get an evacuation going there.
Emergency responders are stretched thin and tired.
Resources are real limited at this time due to the fact that we've been doing this for the last day and a half now, and the area that is most severely impacted is remote and has been cut off. Major highways have been cut off as a result of slides and flooding.
Roads have been blocked by many mudslides and rock slides. The National Weather Service reports record crests along six rivers. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
To withdraw, to go away, to disappear. That's how the dictionary defines retirement. Time to redefine. Your generation's definitely not headed for bingo night. In fact, you could write a book about how you're going to turn retirement upside down.
The best book on retirement is the one you'll write, The Dream Book from Ameriprise Financial. To talk with an advisor near you about your retirement dreams, call 1-800-AMERIPRISE today.
Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member NASD and SIPC.
Mary Nelson has to mail out 200 letters and 16 packages with a mail pickup staring at her in 37 minutes. Panic? Not Mary. She just picked up some new Avery Easy Peel mailing labels. Look at her go. She prints the labels, grabs the edges, and peels them off in a flash. Zip, zip, zip. No picking, just peeling. And the new Avery Wizard software makes formatting her job even faster. It's free at Avery.com. New Avery Easy Peel mailing labels. Saves time, saves headaches, and saves the day.
Listening to a live Velvet Revolution Election Protection Strike Force event.
Being the media all night long, because someone's got to.
Here now your hosts from the Peter B. Collins Show, Peter B. Collins, and from BradBlog.com, Brad Friedman.
Didn't say a word, sure that my voice would be heard. I hit that button, my vote was sent, but now nobody knows exactly where it went. Fell off my vote, it isn't fair. I took a stand, doesn't anybody care? Then lost my vote, now do you know where did my ballot go? The election, I was filled with pride, waiting for my vote to be verified, looking for the news of my country's fate. The election was over, now there's no more debate. I surfed the TV all night long, wanted to know what was going on. Get me some honest information. I watched Jon Stewart on the comedy station. They lost my vote.
That's Ellen Buxtell. They lost my vote. I hope yours was properly accounted for and will be counted. I'm Peter B. Collins in San Francisco, Brad Friedman in Los Angeles. This is our Election Integrity special broadcast, a marathon that goes another 8 hours all the way until midnight Pacific time. Lots of news coming in from Brad sources all over the country. Brad, what's the latest?
Well, we're getting some poll closings right now around the country. MSNBC is reporting, and mind you, we're going to refer to this as MSNBC
reporting and other places like that, Richard Lugar will win the Indiana Senate race. No surprise there. The reason I mention that MSNBC is reporting it is because not only have they had problems at the polls all across Indiana today, but in fact, these numbers that we'll be getting in all night, that the mainstream media is getting in all night, are not confirmed. They're not verified. There are thousands and thousands of ballots that are left uncounted. And I think it's a bit rash to say that anybody has won anything given the mess that we are seeing around the country right now. And frankly, even if it was going well, I say we go ahead and count all the damn votes before we actually declare anyone a winner or a loser, Peter B.
Well, and Brad, we have a situation in California that may be reflected elsewhere around the country. More than 40% of registered voters who turn out for this election are mailing in their ballots. And as you have reported at BradBlog, some of the county registrars have taken a firm, if deeply wrong, position and said, well, they're not even going to count all those absentees until Thursday. So what we're going to see is a partial snapshot of the vote tonight, but it will be by no means a certified result, much less a result that we can accurately report as final.
Well, exactly right. And especially with what we've now learned about these voting machines, and we're going to talk shortly here. Actually, I think we can go ahead and go to a couple of guests we've got online here. Rebecca Abrahams, a network news producer. And I believe she's in. Oh, shoot. Have we now lost her?
No, I'm here.
You're here.
Brad,
okay.
Peter, if you can hear me.
Hey, Rebecca. You're in D.C. tonight, are you?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And we've also got, I believe, Stephen Spoonamore from Cybrinth, Inc. He's going to join us as well. Now, Rebecca broke a story over at BradBlog earlier this week, an extraordinary report about, well, this report that was done in 2003 in Maryland about security issues with these Diebold touchscreen machines in that state, where they were one of the first ones to be deployed, to deploy those touchscreen systems, them and Georgia. And by the way, Georgia is one of the polls that just closed, I'm told. Folks in the scientific community were trying to get at this report for 3 years, Rebecca. You were able to dig it up somehow. It was not released to the public. What did we learn in this report in general, and why was it not released to the public before now?
Well, a couple of things. First of all, there are, I believe, 183 security risks that have been identified in this report. So there are too many to go through. But the gist of the report is that a lot of the recommendations that were made by SAIC, for whatever reason, Diebold, and at this point we believe the State Board of Elections, did not want the public to see, did not want the governor's office to see. Things that are really important to elections, for instance, that a lot of the equipment is not password protected properly, that they're using manufacturer default, that the vote, while they claim when you actually cast your vote, it's not hooked up to a network, but during the ballot transfer to the local boards and also the transfer of the votes to the tabulator, it's hooked up point-to-point via modem. So at any time, a hacker could come in because there's no firewall protection, and they could hack your vote. And also they talk about the lack of security training. And all of this is relevant because we're seeing this play out today. So it's a huge, huge issue. As far as it going back to 2003, it's still, again, relevant today because Diebold released a report that was 38 pages, the unredacted SAIC report, almost 200 pages. And so, you know, you tell me, how can you take 200 pages and put it into 38? Certainly there are going to be things that are omitted, and there were a lot. And it's still, at this point, too soon to tell just, in fact, how this is going to affect the outcome of the elections. Certainly there are a lot of issues in Maryland now. We've had a lot of problems at the polls. They claim human error at this point, which, again, in the report, countless recommendations on how to deal with the administrative controls, how to train the people. It even claims at one point that if a judge does not have a firm understanding of the security procedures, that in turn can actually compromise an election. And so right now we see that this is a huge concern.
Rebecca Abrahams, I want to get over to Stephen Spoonamore here before we got to go to a break shortly, but very quickly to you again, Rebecca, for the moment here, are you getting reports on the ground of problems in Maryland with power failures in Silver Springs and so forth?
I haven't heard of that at this point, although I've been following rather closely, and I do know that there were issues with machine malfunctions and certainly poll workers having issues with the e-poll books, etc. So, again, I mean, we don't even know at this point how things will play out, and also we don't know if anyone has in fact hacked a machine.
And one of these machines, the report that I have been getting, that there was power failures and that machines were zeroed out. I don't know if that can be or not, but I do know that the Maryland uses those paperless touchscreen machines. Stephen Spoonamore from Cybrinth, you're a computer security expert. I hope I have that right. Is there any reason to believe that the problems reported back in 2003 in this heretofore secret report have actually been taken care of prior to the election we're watching on the ground today? Stephen Spoonamore, are you there?
If he's not, I can certainly answer that.
Can you help us out there, Rebecca? Yeah.
Well, again, really hard to say if they have been taken care of, because it goes back to the trust but not verify attitude of Diebold. And so we have this 38-page report that was given to the board, the state board. And in those 38 pages, the contents differed vastly from the 200-page report. So here they are. They have this report. They're supposed to implement the security recommendations, and they're supposed to pass that on to the local boards, okay? So there's a lot of stuff that's missing. And we even spoke to Gilles Berger, the chairman, and he said point blank, we've fixed some of the problems, but they haven't fixed all. So if they haven't fixed all of them, there's still a huge, huge security lapse going on with these machines. And again, we don't even know if Diebold has made the fixes, because we could never see. And I will point out that in 2003, when Avi Rubin first did this report, he had a lot of concerns about the memory card encryption. And Diebold issued a scathing rebuttal against Rubin, saying, well, yes, there may have been problems, but we took care of that. Now, if we fast forward to 2006 with UC Berkeley, when they confirmed that the Hursti hack was real, they also found 16 other security flaws, but here's the important part.
Actually, hold that important part. We need to take a quick break here. Rebecca Abrahams, network producer. We're going to get Stephen Spoonamore back on the line. I hope we're going to try him after this break. You're listening to a special Peter B. Collins Show Velvet Revolution Election Strike Force Special, all night long on all sorts of stations around the country. We're going to be back very shortly.
You're listening to KRXA 540. Do you wish your dentist listened to you? Dr. Daniel Turner has been practicing dentistry in Monterey for 33 years, and he specializes in listening to his patients. For Dr. Daniel Turner, the most important aspect of good dentistry takes place long before you open your mouth. Dr. Turner interviews every new patient so that he'll understand what is important to you. And because Dr. Turner cares about you and your concerns and feelings, he provides outstanding care for your teeth. Dr. Turner's caring attitude and professional manner extend to his entire staff. Karen, Sally, Christy, and Nikki are always courteous and efficient. So if you're looking for a Monterey dentist who listens and who cares, call Dr. Daniel Turner at 375-1112. That's 831-375-1112. Dr. Turner's office is conveniently located at 815 Cass Street, downtown Monterey. Parking is free and plentiful. So for all your dental needs, call Dr. Daniel Turner at 375-1112. He listens. He cares.
Every Sunday morning at 10, listen to Rock Roller Real Estate. The number one Sunday morning Bay Area real estate show is now on KRXA 540.
If you want to learn about investing, 1031 exchanges, buying and selling high-end homes, and where the hottest real estate markets are, this is the show for you. Rock Roller Real Estate, the Bay Area's number one Sunday morning real estate show, now covering the Central Coast. For more information on how to become a guest, call 408-892-3376. Rock Roller Real Estate.
You got cooking. How's about cooking something up with me?
I'll tell you what I got cooking. Dinner's Ready. I went to dinnersready.com, chose 8 gourmet dinners, made an appointment, and went to their storefront in the Country Club Gate Center in Pacific Grove and prepared the meals there myself. Now I'm cooking them in my own home.
What's that you say? Dinner's Ready?
That's right, Dinner's Ready. It's the newest concept in home cooking. They do all the shopping and chopping, and I get all the credit. If you're too busy to go in and make your dinners, they'll even do it for you. So sign up at dinnersready.com, stop by and see them in the Country Club Gate Center in Pacific Grove, or give them a call at 645-9100. That's 645-9100. Dinner's Ready!
Hi, this is Scott Dick, your host of the Tasty Planet Radio Show. Every Saturday from 1 to 4 p.m., I explore the world of food, wine, and travel across the U.S. and around the world. I interview authors, chefs, restaurateurs, brewers, and others that make our world so delicious. Join me and my guests every Saturday for Tasty New Shows. The Tasty Planet is sponsored by the Monterey County Vintners and Growers Association's 10th annual Great Wine Escape Weekend from 9 to 12 November. For more information, go to the web at montreywines.org.
Helicopter is en route as well. And we also like to take a look at Boulder Creek, Bear Creek Road at Walburn Glitch Road. We have a disabled vehicle, a stalled truck blocking the eastbound lane. CHP and tow truck on scene there. And a quick advisory, Watsonville, nighttime roadwork, Highway 1 between 129 and Freedom. Caltrans will have one lane closed in each direction from 7 p.m. to 6 a.m. For pavement upgrades, you can expect up to 15-minute delays. And this report is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Organ transplant saves lives, but only if you help. Be an organ and tissue donor. Call or visit organdonor at .gov. Donate life. All right, Mike, that's traffic on KRXA AM 540.
Velvet Revolution Election Protection Strike Force event.
Remember, your vote don't count until they count it.
Here now your hosts from the Peter B. Collins Show, Peter B. Collins, and from BradBlog.com, Brad Friedman.
Our live election night broadcast continues, and if you'd like to call this program, we'd like you to call us. We pay for the call, too. It's toll-free at 888-5-PETER-B, 888-573-8372. I'm Peter B. Collins in San Francisco. Brad Friedman is with us, co-anchoring from Los Angeles. And, Brad, we do have some polls closing on the East Coast. MSNBC has declared Bernie Sanders the winner of the Vermont Senate race. That was not a close contest, and he becomes the next independent, replacing Jim Jeffords, the former Republican who switched to independent to deny the Republicans a majority briefly back in 2001-2002. And so Bernie Sanders has been projected to win. We have unconfirmed exit polls showing Democrats leading in Senate races, the Webb contest in Virginia, the Sheldon White House race against Lincoln Chafee in Rhode Island, the race between Bob Casey and Rick Santorum in Pennsylvania, 57-42 in the early results. In Ohio, Sherrod Brown leading, 57-43. In New Jersey, Democrat Bob Menendez, plagued by some corruption charges, still way out in front by about a 12-point margin. Again, these are unconfirmed exit polls. In Montana, John Tester is ahead, 53-46. And in Missouri, we have Claire McCaskill leading Jim Talent by a narrow margin, just 2 points. So that one would be way too close to call. But those are some of the early exit poll results from Eastern and Central time zone states. The latest we've seen so far, Brad.
And we should stress that all of those are really the machine numbers that are coming in. I don't think they include paper ballots at all. So be very cautious with those numbers as we move forward. Closing, I think the polls have closed now in Florida. And I talked to Clint Curtis earlier. We're going to have him on at the top of the hour. He's running. He's the whistleblower down there in Florida who's running against Tom Feeney, the man who Curtis says asked him to create vote rigging software back in 2000. Bradblog.com readers probably know that. We're speaking, we'll cover that soon. We're speaking with Rebecca Abrahams, network news producer and reporter, and Stephen Spoonmore from Cybrinth, Inc., who Rebecca broke this story recently at Brad Blog about this 2003 secret Diebold security report in the state of Maryland. Everyone has been trying to get at it for years. She was able to get at it. We released it. It has some 180 security recommendations on it. The question now, and I'm going to ask, hopefully we've got Stephen now. I want to ask Stephen Spoonmore, are you with us? Stephen Spoonmore? This time, did we get
going him? Once?
What could possibly go wrong? okay. Well, I think we do have Stephen now. Stephen Spoonmore, are you with us?
Well, that's the tragedy of a live broadcast, Brad.
Well, no, that's the excitement of a live broadcast, Peter B. Do we even have Rebecca Abrahams? Okay, they're both gone. There you go. There's Rebecca Abrahams. Did you say Stephen was...
I think he's trying to get it, so hopefully we'll have him.
Okay. Well, let me ask you, what has been the response since you released this story from your colleagues and from the scientific community? Have you... Is the rest of the media knocking down your door to get at this stuff?
Well,
at this
you know,
point?
It's interesting. I'm waiting for the wave to turn, but so far it's been very quiet because, as you know, this is an incredibly complicated issue, and if you don't fully grasp what's going on, it's not something that a lot of people are paying attention to, although they should. I will say that Catherine Cryer on Court TV did do a report on this. She's on top of it. As far as the scientific community, they're absolutely thrilled because, as you know, it's been long sought after. And I just wanted to briefly pick up where I left off. The point I was making about UC Berkeley in 2006, when they determined the Hersey hack was real, they also found that the fixes to the memory cards that Diebold claimed to have made had not been fixed. And the reason that's relevant is because, of course, we don't know if any of the fixes have been made. So even in this whittled down 38-page recommendation that was given to the state to implement, we don't even know if they've made any of the fixes. I'm sure, and I'll give them the benefit of the doubt, perhaps a few. But again, I think that it will certainly play out.
Well, you're kind to give them the benefit of the doubt. And that's the problem with the system, Rebecca, where all of this is kept secret, starting with the secret software that no one ever gets to look at, starting with these secret reports by security firms that no one else in the scientific community actually gets to look at, the public doesn't get to look at. We don't know what the hell is going on here in our voting system, and that's the problem.
Of elections. And if you'd like, I can tell you a little bit about the background. I actually interviewed a former Diebold contractor yesterday who was one of my sources, and he was actually on the ground during the whole SAIC process. So if you'd like, I can tell you a little bit about that.
Well, we have only a minute or two here before we got a break for the bottom of the hour. By the way, I think we've got Greg Palast coming up in the next half hour, unless I'm wrong.
I think you're right.
I'm right. Well, there you go. I'm always right. I told you there was going to be a meltdown. All right, give it to us quickly, Rebecca.
First, a couple of things. I'm looking at the 38-page report. You know what it says? Risk Assessment Report, Diebold AccuVote TS Voting Systems. I'm looking at the original unredacted 200-plus pages. The risk assessment results, guess what? Not even in there. The entire chapter struck. So I find it kind of comical that they could call it a risk assessment report when the whole chapter on risk assessment has been omitted.
But wouldn't that make sense because they don't want that information to get out to the public because it could be a threat to our
elections? What's Diebold hiding? So
hang on, Rebecca. Not that they're hiding it, but that we don't want to release this to the public because it could be a threat on our elections. No?
Absolutely. Now, Diebold claims that a lot of the things that they did not release, the reason for redactions was because of their proprietary software. But as we've seen, a lot of the things that have been redacted relate to the security of the machines and how elections should be run. So we know we've caught them in a lie there. But incidentally, SAIC, when they were asked to do this study, they can only get the equipment under two conditions, that Diebold would not allow, they could not see the source code, which is the meat of the machines, and they would allow Diebold to do the edits. So right there, that should, you know, send up a huge red flag. So this report
that they were allowed to do their own redacting of that report. Rebecca, we've got to get out here. Rebecca Abrahams, thank you so much. Please check in with us all night long. Someone who doesn't think it's the machines we need to worry about is going to be coming up next. Greg Palast, Peter B., you want to take us out?
That's right. Greg Palast wrote a piece posted today, How They Stole the Midterm Election. He did it in the past tense. He'll explain why coming up next on our Election Integrity Special.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
In these United States, you have many rights. You have the right to assemble. You have the right to free speech. You have the right to worship as you choose. And when you disagree with Billy Sunshine, you have the right to be wrong.
The Billy Sunshine Show, right here on KRXA 540 AM. Tune in Sundays 3 to 5.
It's time once again to play Fill in the Blanks. This is Dave Ross, sponsored by the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. Wherever in the world you compete, Michigan can give you the upper hand. Fill in the Blanks, where I read a story that all of us are so sick of that even ordinary people like you can fill in the
blanks.
Very good. Today's subject, Election Day. Election Day is the one day of the year when no one is more important than
the voters.
And the way we know just how important we are is if for the past week
the phone hasn't stopped ringing.
Right. Some of these calls are from
dedicated volunteers.
Some of these calls are from
earnest pollsters.
And some of these calls are from
candidates.
Yes, who have determined that the best way to get your vote is to send you a call from a
computer.
Right, because nothing shows that a politician truly cares about you than when he records a very caring
canned message.
And then has a computer call you
while you're in the bathroom.
Or
having sex.
Ringing the phone
again and again.
Until you decide it's time to
buy a gun.
Right. Which, in fact, is sometimes the idea because some campaigns actually call pretending to be the opponent, which is very
nasty,
but also very
clever,
and is, in fact, completely legal because it is exactly what
the founding fathers had in mind.
Right. But you can fight back simply by
disconnecting your phone,
which is easy to do when you have
a gun.
In fact, it's gotten to the point now that many Americans are nostalgic for the days when we used to get calls about
new gutters.
Yes, to be honest, new gutters are starting to sound pretty good about now, especially if the gutters
have a plan for winning in Iraq.
Well done. Now this.
Hi, I'm Jeff Daniels to let you know that Michigan is more than a wonderful place to live. It's a great place to build a business. Take TJ Technologies. They're revolutionizing the modern-day battery for NASA, defense, and everyday use. And while competitors moved overseas, the Michigan Economic Development Corporation helped TJ with all the resources they needed to succeed right here in Michigan. And they can do the same for you. Find out how at Michigan.org, because wherever in the world you compete, Michigan can give you the upper hand.
This is Frank Don. On Sunday evenings at 7 p.m. here on KRXA 540 a.m., join me for Frank Don's Astrology Hour, a live call-in program to discuss astrology, the astrology of the world, and your own personal astrology. Let me answer your questions, and let me teach you how astrology can help you make better life choices. Here on KRXA 540 AM from 7 to 8 every Sunday evening, join me for Frank Don's Astrology Hour.
People are talking about the show. Weekday mornings 9 to 10 on KRXA 540. Does it really suck less?
You guys are, in many ways, so self-referential that it doesn't let a guy like me feel like he can be part of the conversation.
We try not to be too self-referential, and we'll try to catch ourselves. I appreciate your call.
I wish I knew what that meant.
I wish I knew what that meant. Okay. But you're sucking less than you used to.
Down in Monterey.
Listening to a live Velvet Revolution Election Protection Strike Force event. Remember, your vote don't count until they count it. Here now your hosts from the Peter B. Collins Show, Peter B. Collins, and from BradBlog.com, Brad Friedman.
I'm Peter B. in San Francisco. My co-anchor Brad is in Los Angeles. We've got correspondents all across the country who'll be checking in between now and midnight Pacific time as we continue on our special Election Integrity Marathon broadcast. And we welcome now Greg Pallast, the journalist whose work is so good it only gets published or broadcast in England. Greg, welcome to our broadcast today. Nice to talk with you again.
Great to be with you, Peter, and hey, Brad.
Hey, Greg, how are you, my friend?
Okay, getting along in this regime.
Now, tell us how you could write a piece that was posted today in the past tense that explains, quote, here's how the 2006 midterm election was stolen.
That's right. I actually posted it yesterday. Well, you know, a lot of people know me as the guy that busted the story of the 2000 election, how you know thousands of black folk were purged off the Florida voter rolls by Catherine Harris for being felons. Their only crime was voting while black. Unfortunately, I discovered that 2 weeks after the election, 2004, I wrote Carrie Wan for BBC Television and The Guardian. Again, a week, about 4 or 5 days after the election, I decided I better write about the theft of the election beforehand. Maybe we can affect it. So, and what this is all about is that the big steal is not really happening today. The big steal has already happened. That is, snuck into something called the Help America Vote Act, which George Bush signed.
And that Bob Ney wrote.
Yeah, well, listen, as soon as Ney and Bush tell us they're going to help us vote, you got to be a little bit concerned. And they included a codicil that just went into effect this year, which says that newly registered people from voter registration drives have to have their ID verified from some mystery list, verification list. In the state of Ohio, they won't even tell us what that list is made up of or what the criterion are. And you'd say, well, big deal. You know, checks your Social Security number. Well, Social Security number has rejected half the names because they don't even have the computer set up to do it. What's happened is about 1.9 million people are showing up today finding that their registrations are flushed.
Surprise!
And they're given provisional ballots, and they don't count them. So there's 2 million votes right there. And by the way, it's not just anyone's 2 million votes. You know the color of the voters that got flushed this way. About 9-1 black.
Greg, where do you come up with that number? 2 million voters have been purged. How do we know that at this point already?
Well, these are the ones that are rejected. We're looking at numbers projecting out from the Election Assistance Administration, the U.S. government figures. We have about 24.3 million people. How about that for cocktail party information that try to register to vote this year? And they knock out about 3.8. About half of those will get back on or be able to vote in some way. So it's a pretty solid estimate of the number of people who have been blocked, who will show up today and think that they are registered.
And that's got to be a real shocking discovery. I mean, it's interesting because I went to my polling place this morning, and as I was checking in, I just had that momentary, gosh, I wonder if I'm still on the rolls.
Well, in fact, actually, in Prince George County, which is the hotly contested Maryland area, and it's a mostly African-American area, lawyer Barbara Arnwine, who is one of the top voting specialists in America, well, she, once again, black female voter, she found herself in registration problems. In the 2004 election, it was completely uncovered and not covered in the U.S. press that 3 million people were challenged and shunted to provisional ballots. You got a bunch of Republican pimple-faced kids with Blackberries out there in the ghettos and barrios right now, and just the polls are closing. They've been there all day pointing at people saying, special ID for that one. We challenged that one. Suspect address. They've got lists. And I expect that the 3 million challenge we saw in 2004 will be close to that. You have a lower turnout, so the challenge factor may be a little bit lower, but you're going to, it's just an uncovered, it's just not a story that's covered. If you go into the barrio and the ghetto, voting is a possible, is a kind of, you know, privileged activity. You don't just get in line and vote.
Yeah. Now, Greg, item number two in your list of the four ways this election has been stolen is what you call the ID game. And this has come up quite repeatedly. We're on the air in Arizona right now.
Oh, my God. Forget it.
Well, Arizona.
They don't hold elections in Arizona.
They don't.
I thought they just kind of gave it up. They hold these kind of fake plebiscites. Arizona, of course, is the state, and they led the way to demanding that people prove their citizenship,
mm-hmm.
which, you know, now, which is interesting because we don't have, despite you have a guy, a state senator there who was able to push this law in Arizona, which I know is going to catch fire everywhere, on the grounds that thousands of illegal immigrants are basically wading across the Rio Grande for the chance to vote for Hillary Clinton or something. It's not true. We're not busting thousands of illegal immigrants, because also if you're an illegal immigrant, the last thing you want to do is register to vote because it has your address on it.
Yeah.
Think about it. And you show up. It's a good way to get deported.
Yeah, La Migra might check those documents.
Yeah, no
so
kidding,
I think
they're allowed to. So, you know, it's silly. But what it does is it knocks out, especially, and this is why it's in Arizona, it especially knocks out the Hispanic voter. This year, for the first time, under the Help America Vote Act, talk about Orwellian titling.
Yeah.
Under the Help America Vote Act, for the first time, new voters are required to show special photo ID. And in some states, it's out of control. In places like New Mexico, well, we had one. Actually, in Arizona, we have a case in which someone went up to the polls and asked for and said that they were Juarez, and the poll worker looked it up under W. I'm not kidding you. And the voter was given what's called a provisional ballot. And look out for those. I've been telling people, if they try to hand you one, say, "Oh, we'll count this after mm-hmm. we check your registration, this provisional ballot." No, they don't.
Greg Pallast is with us here. I'm Peter B. Collins, along with Brad Friedman. It's our Election Integrity Special. And, Greg, earlier today, I listened in on a conference call held by Common Cause at 1 p.m. Pacific time, 4 Eastern. They had logged 14,000 calls of people who had questions or concerns about the voting process. And on the call was Spencer Overton. He is a law professor at George Washington in D.C. He's written a book called Stealing Democracy. I've interviewed him. He's quite knowledgeable on the issues, and he spoke to the photo ID factor, and he said that Indiana is the only state with an absolute photo ID requirement. In Arizona, if you don't have a photo ID, you can present, I guess, a utility bill or other things that support that you live where you say you live.
Yeah, but you know what? It's who gets asked for their ID and who runs into the problem. And
you're right. It's a matter of...
So you know, here's some more fun statistics. In the 2004 election, 300,000 people were turned away from the polls for wrong ID. These aren't fraudulent voters sneaking in to get an extra vote, because if they were, they would have busted them.
Mm-hmm.
300,000 people turned away, and that was before they cranked up the ID requirements. I'm looking at you know, closing in on a million, given the change in ID requirements today.
You're right. It does become an abuse of discretion on the part of the poll workers as to whom they card. And here's the real topper so far. Robin Carnahan is a member of the politically well-known family in Missouri that brought us Mel Carnahan, governor, died on his way into the Senate, and was replaced by his wife Jean for 2 years. Well, Robin Carnahan is the Secretary of State of Missouri. And she went to vote, and the poll worker demanded a photo ID. And she said, "Excuse me, the court overturned that law, and that is not a requirement, and you should know better."
You know, actually, that's the other thing. It's like there's lots of laws on the book that protect you. It's a question of who's interpreting them. And, you know, and at least in that state, you had a Secretary of State who wants people to vote. In places like Ohio, where the Secretary of State, Ken Blackwell, in Arizona, where you have the former co-chair of the Bush campaign as Secretary of State, same in Colorado. These are places that are going way out of their way
to
make sure people don't vote.
And let me jump in there and add, since you're mentioning Missouri, and she was asked, by the way, Robin Carnahan, three times for her ID. She said, no, I don't need it. And the poll worker said, well, we've been told we have to ask for it. The reason I mention that is because Missouri is the home of a fella that I think Greg Palast likely knows, Mark F. Thor Hearn, the former general counsel to Bush Cheney 04 Inc. He's the guy running this phony organization called the American Center for Voting Rights that we've been reporting on for quite a while. They are responsible directly for all of these photo ID initiatives that have been going on in every state. And he's certainly out there in St. Louis because that's where he's from. These are the kind of bad guys that are out there trying to undermine our system, pretending to be nonpartisan helpers at the polls. I'm sure.
Well, and in fact,
Greg,
I should mention the Republican Party itself has said that they are doing something called vote integrity protection. What that means is that they target black voters, as what they've been doing, and demand ID, especially for the new registrants. And any time a poll worker forgets to ask someone for an ID, so it's not, and you have to understand, this is against the law, what they are doing,
mm-hmm.
because they are placing their people deliberately within ethnic minority precincts. And the Voting Rights Act of 1965 said if you use race or religion as a targeting factor in challenging voters, even if the challenge is legal, in other words, you just put your challengers in black precincts and not in white ones, that's a violation of the law. This is like an old twist on Jim Crow, Ku Klux Klan tactics. You have to remember, in the American South, before the Voting Rights Act, there was no law anywhere that said black people can't vote. It was just a whole series of hoops they had to jump through to be allowed to vote.
That's a good point.
So once again, we're back to creating new hoops to jump through. And unlike before where they knocked out all the black vote, they just shave it now. We have a non-count factor in the United States running about 3 to 4 million votes a year. That is ballots cast, not counted. Voters attempting to vote and turned away, and that number is about your chance of being turned away or losing your vote for a technical reason is 900% higher if you're black than if you're white.
That's a very good point.
That's an apartheid voting system, but it's done by probabilities, not by complete prohibition, so you don't notice it as much, you complain about it, and they call you a whiner.
Yes, indeed. We had a caller who didn't stay on long enough to lay out that label. Chris joins us from Salinas. Hi, Chris. You're on with Peter B., Brad Friedman, and Greg Palast.
Hey, Peter. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, I hate it when you say that.
I knew you'd say that.
I know.
I want to say, why aren't we holding the registrars of voter and the secretaries of state? These are the people who are pushing these draconian measures on the people, instructing the poll workers to do what they're doing. And what can we do to go after these and remove them from their positions?
Well, Greg first.
Well, good. Go and vote. Of course, they count the votes. That's one of the problems. This is a problem. The Republicans have been very sharp in targeting Secretary of State's office to seize control and use it. And, you know, when you say not held responsible, Ken Blackwell, as Secretary of State, now he's getting nicely and deservingly pummeled in his race for governor.
Yeah, it's
but
been called.
Secretary of State,
Strickland has been called the winner.
As Secretary of State, when he was asked, are you the Catherine Harris of Ohio? He said, well, I haven't noticed that Catherine. That's not so bad because I haven't seen Catherine Harris on a soup line. She was elected to U.S. to the Congress. These guys get rewarded. He got the reward of the nomination of the Republican for the Republican gubernatorial slot. So these people, these secretaries of state who monkey with the vote, are well rewarded by the GOP.
What about the registrars of voters, though? Those are the people who I want to see go.
Well, what happened is under the new Help America Vote Act, one of the ways that George is helping us vote was to take power away from your local county registrars and moving it up to these state political hacks. Now, a lot of your registrars were not always wonderful or brilliant and up, but at least there were bipartisan panels that most of them had to respond to. Now you take it out of the registrar's hands in the county level and you move it up to some state political hack, mostly Republicans in America at the moment, it's the secretaries of state like in California, and there's no panel to check their berserker actions, which are aimed at vote suppression. The Republicans no longer win by getting the most votes. They win by suppressing the most votes. It's what I call the negavote avalanche.
Chris, thank you for the call today. Hey, Greg Palast, do you have another couple of minutes, or do we need to let you go?
Yeah.
All right, I'd just like to come back and talk about the votes that don't get counted. We'll take a break and return. Brad Friedman and Peter B. Collins co-anchoring here, and Greg Palast is our guest. If you'd like to talk with us, 888-5-PETER-B is the toll-free number. That's 888-573-8372. Our Election Integrity Marathon special continues on most of these same stations until midnight Pacific tonight.
You're listening to the new KRXA 540.
Politicians may come and go, but for the past 33 years, Dr. Daniel Turner has been practicing dentistry in Monterey. Technically proficient, Dr. Turner specializes in listening to every patient's concerns and feelings. And because Dr. Turner cares about you, he provides outstanding care for your teeth. Call Dr. Daniel Turner at 375-1112, 831-375-1112, 815 Cass Street in downtown Monterey. For all your dental needs, call Dr. Daniel Turner, 375-1112. He listens, he cares.
Doesn't your Volvo deserve to be maintained and repaired by the best? Hans Auto Repair in Seaside is locally owned and operated by Mike Brooks and Tracy Polacco. Tracy is a factory-trained Volvo service advisor. Mike is a factory-trained and certified Volvo technician with over 17 years of experience servicing and repairing Volvos. Join the many Monterey Bay Volvo owners who only trust Hans Auto Repair to service their Volvos. Hans Auto Repair is at 384 Olympia Avenue in Seaside. Call Hans at 583-9820. That's 583-9820.
Children's books, educational toys, and games your entire family will enjoy together are always in season at locally owned and operated Thinker Toys. Hi, this is Nurse Rona of Childhood Matters. Research and common sense show that children learn by playing, and the caring management and staff at Thinker Toys have 37 years of experience helping parents and grandparents choose the ideal gift for toddlers through teens. So whether you're birthday shopping or simply want to show your love, a gift from Thinker Toys is a way to let someone know you care enough to shop for the very best. With an outstanding selection of Thomas the Tank engines and tracks, puzzles, board games, and children's books, all very reasonably priced, you can't go wrong with a gift from Thinker Toys. So stop by the beautiful Carmel store at 7th and San Carlos or the just renovated Del Monte Center in Monterey. Thinker Toys is open daily.
And a very pleasant good evening to you. Taking a look at traffic on this election day, 2006. Well, we do want to mention that we do have a problem in Santa Cruz, and it's Highway 1 at Coast Road. Injury crash, vehicle went over the cliffs. Now, we had reports that people were trapped. Emergency crew is still on scene there, and kind of a serious situation. We'll get more details, hopefully, by our next report. In fact, they did send a medical helicopter to the scene there. Boulder Creek, Bear Creek at Whaleborn Gulch. We have a disabled vehicle, stalled truck blocking the eastbound lane. CHP is on scene. They're waiting for a tow truck to arrive on scene. And an accident in Watsonville, San Andreas at Beach Road. A truck went off the roadway there. No injuries, fortunately. This report brought to you by Advil. Cold and sinus with all the power of Advil plus a hard-working decongestant. Powerful cold and sinus relief now available at your pharmacy counter. I'm Mike with traffic on KRXA AM 540.
We continue now on our election protection, election integrity special. I'm Peter B. Collins in San Francisco, Brad Friedman co-anchoring from Los Angeles, and we continue with Greg Palast, one of the hardest working journalists, particularly on this front. And Greg, as we mentioned, you wrote this piece about how this election has been stolen. And the third area that you talk about is votes spoiled rotten, votes that simply don't get counted. Talk about it.
Yeah, in fact, well, you got another pro, Brad Friedman, on this one, with us. You know, you pull that lever and you think it counts. And that ain't happening. We have something in America called spoilage. And you don't spoil votes by leaving them out of the fridge. They spoil because the machines are crap, okay? That's the problem we're running into in the U.S. Put aside computers for a minute. We still have a huge amount of voting on lever machines, some on punch cards, and some on paper ballots that don't have optical readers right in the precincts. And the result is that about, a certain percentage, about 1.5 million votes have been spoiled. That is, there's an extra mark, there's a stray mark, etc. But golly gee, once again, we're looking at that like 9-1 minority versus white differential in votes spoiled. And that's not because black folk don't know how to pull a lever. It has to do with the fact that just like in the ghetto, they get bad schools, they get bad hospitals, they get the bad, cheap voting machines, the old ones that don't get replaced. And now you've got new monkey business with the computers. Now, Brad can talk about how they can be hacked, but I have another simpler thing that I know that they're doing is that they get unplugged. Basically, what I mean is that they crash, they screw up, and we saw this in 2002 in Broward, where it was all again in minority communities, and we're seeing it again today in Broward, where there is a fierce battle between the Democrat between Ron Klein, the Democrat, and Clay Shaw, the troglodyte Republican. Not that I have a view on the race. And once again, we're seeing in the black areas of Broward, the computers are going down. This happened 4 years ago. They weren't punished, the governor, for pulling off that stunt 4 years ago. So he just decided, do it once, I can do it again. So simply the computers going down in the Democratic areas has been very, very effective. All Greg, throughout today, that's the reports I'm getting nationwide. We've got one of my crew, Matt Pascarella, down in Washington at the Voter Protection Center, going through these reports, and it has a very racial smell. Where the problems are coming in, where the long lines once again are coming in, is out of the black and Hispanic areas. And one of the reasons, by the way, for the long lines, they not only are shorting those areas on machines deliberately. We know that. We've seen the physical evidence and the documents on that. But this whole challenge factor is gumming up and slowing up those lines. Even if the Republicans can't successfully stop someone from voting, they can sure back up that line for 2 hours.
Greg, I want to get this in here just in case you missed it briefly in the last hour. ABC, based on their exit polls, is saying that Ted Strickland has defeated your old friend J. Kenneth Blackwell for the race for governor. And I thought you'd want to know that. But very quickly, what's the you say it's already been stolen. Are you wrong if the House and Senate both go to the Democrats this year?
Well, keep in mind, there's two things going on here. We know our calculation is pretty solid. We're going to see 2 million people who should have been voting will be turned away because of bad registration. 1 million people turned away wrongly with ID games. There's 3 million votes. Spoilage and absentee ballots thrown out, another one of their favorites. We're getting a 4 to 4.5 million votes are going to go into the garbage. To me, that's a stolen election because you won't know what you could have had. I mean, I see some close, smelly ones, for example, in Tennessee. And we'll see where else it shakes out. Plus, don't forget, exit polls, the Republican Party, I'm looking at a sheet put out by the Republican Party right now. Beware of exit polls, in which the GOP is already getting us ready for the steal by saying exit polls are quite inaccurate, that they tend to be biased towards Democrats, even though mostly Republicans that run these polling operations. So they're getting us ready, like, the exit polls say one thing, the official tally shows something else, and don't mind that at all. Well, I do mind that. Now, it's true, you could say, well, if the Democrats pick up both houses, well, okay, so we could have picked up a couple more Senate seats and a half dozen seats in the House.
Mm-hmm.
But, to me, a vote that's stolen is democracy stolen, even if it was so crushing that it didn't make a difference. I think it's going to make a difference. tonight, you're going to see, I think that we're going to see that the obviously the exit polls are showing that the Democrats have taken both houses.
Greg Palast, I want to get out, but I want to make sure you plug the book and set up that we're going to have Clint Curtis coming back after the top of the hour, and we're getting some amazing numbers out of Florida in that race. So plug that book, Greg Palast.
My new book out is Armed Madhouse, which is Who's Afraid of Osama Wolf, The Theft of 2008, and other stories from the front lines of the class war, and it tells you about the theft of the 2008 election. So you can read up on that one.
And it also has the most remarkable theory about why we went into Iraq. Thank you, Greg Palast. Always a pleasure to talk with you.
Thanks.
All righty,
Brad, Peter. Bye.
Thanks,
now
Greg.
We jump to Ellen in Phoenix, a poll watcher there. Hello, Ellen. Thanks for calling in.
Oh, thanks for. I'm not going to say thanks for taking my call.
Good. I appreciate that. We're training you.
Anyway, I'm just taking a dinner break. I've been a poll watcher for the Democrats for bellwether precincts, three of them, all day today since 5:30 this morning, and I'm going back to make sure they get closed up on time and stuff. But I'm here because they are heavily Democratic areas or precincts, but the vote is like 15-1 for Democrats. I mean, it's just amazing,
And I just have 20 seconds here. Is there anything unusual occurring?
No. The poll workers are bending over backwards. You know, we have to make them show ID.
Right.
And if it doesn't match, they have to vote a provisional.
Mm-hmm.
If it doesn't match their list.
All right. Ellen, thanks for calling in from Arizona today. If you want to join us, call in toll-free at 888-5-PETER-B. He's Brad Friedman, anchoring from Los Angeles. I'm Peter B. Collins in San Francisco. We're going till midnight Pacific time tonight with our Election Integrity Special. We're glad you're listening.
Raw.
Hi, this is Stephanie Miller. You know how much I love the Monterey Peninsula. You've got it all. Mountains, the sea, some of the best box wine I've ever had. You also have a great radio station, KRXA, your progressive prescription. So join me, voice guy extraordinaire Jim Ward, and producer Chris Lavoie as we take back America every weekday morning, 6 to 9 a.m., right here on AM 540.
Tom Hartman.
Plus, there was that curious development in January when the Army Corps of Engineers awarded Halliburton subsidiary Kellogg Brown and Root a $385 million contract to construct detention centers somewhere
program.
In the United States to support the rapid deployment of new programs.
It's the Tom Hartman program.
You'll remember, after 9/11, the Bush administration rounded up over 1,000 people inside the United States. Many of them disappeared. We still have no idea where they are.
Tom Hartman. Weekday mornings, 10 to noon on KRXA 540.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. Another round of poll closings this hour as we shift the election night tally into high gear. Is there a trend emerging already? Let's get a live update from CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss.
The news so far is all good for Democrats. CBS News is projecting that two Republican senators will lose their seats in Pennsylvania and Ohio. We project that when all the votes are counted, Democrat Bob Casey will win the Pennsylvania Senate race, knocking out Rick Santorum, a member of the leadership and a key supporter of social conservative causes. And in Ohio, we're projecting Congressman Sherrod Brown will win the Senate race, ousting Republican incumbent Mike DeWine. If Democrats win four more seats, they will take control of the Senate. CBS News is also projecting the conservative Indiana Republican John Hostetler will lose his House seat to Democrat Brad Ellsworth, a county sheriff. That's the first takeover of a House seat. Democrats need a total of 15 to take control of Congress. Live in Washington, Bob Fuss, CBS News.
Mike DeWine's defeat in Ohio is a blow to President Bush. He headlined three fundraisers for the senator this year. Studying the exit poll, CBS News political analyst Leonie Huddy says today's vote was something of a referendum on the president.
President Bush is not on the ballot in this election, but he is still playing a major role among voters. Roughly 6 in 10 mentioned Bush as a reason for their vote for Congress, and more said it was to oppose than support him. Almost 6 in 10 disapprove of the president's job performance, and the same number are either dissatisfied or angry with the Bush administration.
60% of those surveyed said they do not approve of the war in Iraq. There could be some squeakers tonight.
This is Steve Futterman at Claire McCaskill headquarters in St. Louis. The polls here in Missouri have just closed, although anyone at line at closing time will be allowed to vote. Voter turnout in the state is said to be high for a midterm election. The Senate race between Republican incumbent Jim Talent and Democrat McCaskill is very close and being watched throughout the nation. We found one voter, though, who rejected both candidates.
Their ads that they put out, they just turned me off, both of them. If there was a third party, that's who I would vote for.
Many believe this is one of the states that could determine which party controls the Senate.
Another closely watched race is the Senate contest in Virginia between Republican incumbent George Allen and Democrat Jim Webb. The polls closed there an hour ago. There have been scattered problems at polling places around the country. A federal judge ordered 16 sites in northeast Ohio to stay open an extra 90 minutes because problems with voting machines caused long delays. In some areas, the weather was the obstacle.
I'm Pete Combs in Atlanta. Election Day 2006 has been a soggy one here in Georgia. Still, officials say turnout has been surprisingly strong. A lot of Georgians appear willing to brave the elements to cast their ballots, and a lot of those ballots are angry.
Glad for the opportunity to get rid of the president's government.
The war in Iraq and everything is, I think it's a mess. I think we should pull out.
I'm kind of, you know, upset about the whole situation in Iraq and all the lies and everything.
Pete Combs, CBS News, Atlanta.
The Dow up 51 points today. This is CBS News.
My riding lawnmower ran out of gas on the road, and while I was getting more gas, an 18-wheeler hit it. Will my car insurance cover that?
That's a real question that was put to the licensed car insurance experts at Progressive Direct. When you call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE, we'll answer your questions and help you find the policy that best fits you. So whether your question's unique or typical...
Will I get a discount if I insure both my cars with you?
In fact, she will. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Progressive Direct Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio, available in most states and situations.
This Wednesday is Big Wednesday at Kohl's, where you can find amazing prices on great new looks, like the one stylist Sean is telling us about.
Expect to see a lot more glamour mixed into every day.
Ooh, like velvet jackets with jeans?
Yes, it's a fantastic look for women and men. And the tuxedo shirt isn't just for tuxedos anymore. Mix it up in decor, put dressy pillows alongside casual styles.
Turn every days into special days at Kohl's Big Wednesday. Save 40 to 50% on fashion for you and your home. This Wednesday only, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. at Kohl's. Expect great things.
Record river crests, flooding, mudslides, and rock slides eclipse the political story in the Pacific Northwest today. KXL Radio's Doug Carter has the story of some campers who had to be rescued.
We were just stuck on that little island right there.
Chris Davis says it wasn't an island when they went to bed last night, but the rapidly rising Sandy River changed that by the time he and six other people camping in the area woke up this morning.
I hear some commotion, and I get out of my tent, and they're saying, well, it's flooded, and I come out to where the trail is, and I see water just floating down. We were trying to find a way out.
Firefighters brought in a raft to rescue the seven. They were all cited for trespassing because the area is off limits after dark. Doug Carter for CBS News, Portland, Oregon.
At least one death is blamed on the flooding. Again, the election headline this hour, CBS News projects that the Democrats have picked up two of the six seats they need to take control of the Senate in Ohio and Pennsylvania. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.
I'm back. I am the Ricola Mystery Cougher. If you hear me coughing and offer me a soothing, natural Ricola cough drop, you could win $1 million. And this year, I'm also coming to one lucky listener's home. Register at RicolaUSA.com for clues and official rules. And remember,
I could be a woman.
No purchase necessary. Game opens to legal U.S. residents 18 years or older. Game runs October 9th to November 18th.
Does anyone have a...
Ricola! Welcome back to Sports Beat with me, Dan Stevens, and we've got Nancy on a car phone.
Dan, I just missed a turn. Now, should I take a right or a left here?
You know this is Sports Beat, don't you?
To easily get back on track when you miss a turn, you want to ask TomTom, not Dan.
Turn left.
TomTom Go is your portable, everyday GPS solution. Grab it and go. Just tap the screen and a helpful voice guides you where you're going.
You have reached your destination.
TomTom Go. Find your way the easy way. Learn more at TomTom.com.
Listening to a live Velvet Revolution Election Protection Strike Force event.
Don't say we didn't warn you.
Here now your hosts from the Peter B. Collins Show, Peter B. Collins, and from BradBlog.com, Brad Friedman.
Good evening and welcome to this special broadcast. We're going to be on the air until midnight Pacific time. And we want to say thank you to the radio stations and websites that are carrying this very special election night broadcast. Yes, we're bringing you the results, but we're also talking about the critical issues of how this election has been conducted, what kinds of problems have cropped up, and ultimately whether we can have confidence in the outcome. The stations on the air now or later this evening, KRXA 540 in Monterey, 1240 Talk City, KSAC in Sacramento, 1480 KGOE in Eureka, 1080 KUDO Anchorage, Alaska, WBCR on 97.7 FM in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, and 1490 WWPR in Tampa Bay, Florida. Also, we're streaming live at radiopower.org, velvetrevolution.us, peterbcollins.com, and Brad, you got the rest of the list of the streamers. Go ahead.
Yeah, we got whiterosesociety.org, kpftx.org. Who else we got? Headonradio.com, blog.democraticdaily. I think I got that right. blog.thedemocraticdaily.com.
That's it. Mm-hmm.
And, boy, and, of course, the folks at rawstory.com are helping us out all night long. And, by the way, Peter, I don't know if you saw this, but we'll have coming up a musical tribute to your friend, J. Kenneth Blackwell, out there, the Secretary of State, now soon to be the former Secretary of State, who was running for governor and who has apparently been trounced, at least according to ABC News. And we want to stress that even J. Kenneth Blackwell ought to have his ballots counted, don't
yep.
you think?
Yeah, and Ken Blackwell, by the way, is a Clear Channel millionaire. He invested in a company that was bought out by Clear Channel Radio. And that's the source of his personal fortune now. So he'll be able to retire in comfort and just count his votes until until the cows come home.
Yes, and he can also, he'll also probably be able to get a pretty good job at Diebold if he's interested. let me add, we are now open threading over at bradblog.com. I'm trying to keep my eyes on about 37 different pages at once.
Yep.
As you might imagine. We're getting some numbers. Okay. So if you want to jump in over there and participate in the open thread, I'll do my best to keep an eye on that.
And if you'd like to call in, the phone number here is 888-5-PETER-B or 888-573-8372. And who do you have on the line there, Brad?
I believe we've got a fellow by the name of Clint Curtis. Clint, are you with us here tonight?
With you.
There you go. All right. Clint Curtis, he's down in Florida somewhere, Florida's 24th district. Let me just set you up a little bit here, Clint. Clint Curtis is the vote rigging whistleblower who alleges that in 2000 he was asked by Congressman Tom Feeney. Actually, he was at the time the Speaker of the Florida House. Now he's a U.S. Congressman. He's a deputy House whip down there in Florida's 24th district. Clint has testified before Congress about this, a congressional hearing on videotape. He's filed an affidavit. We originally broke the story at bradblog.com back in December 7th, 2004, a day that may live in infamy. We'll see. He's also passed a lie detector test concerning his charges. Clint is now running for Congress against Tom Feeney down there in the 24th District of Florida. The polls have now closed in Florida. And, well, we're beginning to see some numbers. I should add, by the way, let me just further set this up. Tom Feeney had some $1.1 million to run his campaign. Clint Curtis had some $40,000 last I checked. And a few days ago, they were neck and neck, according to a Zogby poll. That's a big setup for this segment. Clint Curtis, how are you, my friend?
We are good. We are very good.
We're
no longer neck and neck, by the way.
You're not? What does that mean?
Well, we have 10% in, and right now I am up 52 to 48.
Yeah, which I saw recently on MSNBC. Now, of course, I'm over here on the Florida Secretary of State site. They're showing you at Feeney up 56 to your 43. Now, we want to stress on all of these numbers. These are, you know, not confirmed, not verified, and certainly not counted where there is a paper ballot in the state of Florida. The numbers I'm seeing, Clint, are coming out of Orange only so far.
Oh, okay.
Would that be a district that would be friendly to you, or that you expect to win, or where are you on that?
We actually expected to do even up in Orange. So We have to run against both the machines and Feeney, so it's a little bit tougher, but we should have Orange pretty much validated. So if they do a lot of manipulation in Orange, we should be able to catch them.
Now, you've created a system that you feel may help validate this vote. You want to give us an idea of that, Clint Curtis?
Well, basically the way it works is it's called VoteNow2006.net. People can go online, register their voting for me, and then I can tie their vote to them. And if there's a discrepancy in the precinct totals to the vote, then I can contact people, have them contact me, and make sure that we got the right number of votes.
Now, couldn't people game this system? Go in there, say, oh, I voted for you, Clint Curtis, but really they didn't, just trying to cause trouble.
Yeah, I guess they could just try and cause trouble, but it's unlikely people would go to the trouble of... signing an affidavit and contesting an election if they actually didn't vote for me. It's a lot more valid than some blind vote that no one stood up for.
They would have to do that in huge numbers to game the system in this particular way, correct?
Correct.
All right. Have you heard any problems at the polling place down there? You know, we're reporting they've happened all over the country, and I've been asked to, pardon me, let me break in here with this for a moment, that the polls in Indiana's Delaware County are going to stay open until 8:40 p.m. tonight instead of 6 because of problems at the polls. Pennsylvania's Lebanon and Lancaster counties are open until 9 p.m. Four precincts in South Carolina's... is this also Lancaster County? Will stay open until 8. So folks are staying open around the country. Polls are staying open around the country because of the problems they've had. Have you guys had problems down there reported in the four counties that you guys are in?
There were a lot of reports down in Miami of votes jumping and the system of, video the vote.
Right.
And promptly in the four counties that we're in, they have outlawed taking a video camera into the voting booth to video the vote. So it's another stall tactic to keep things from being verified.
Is that a state law, as far as you know, that you cannot video your vote? Because we've had reports down in Florida, as many other states, that votes, people go in and vote, and their vote is hopping from one candidate to the next.
Right, but I know of no state law that says you can't video your own vote. But yet that's what the supervisor of elections across the board, so they obviously worked it out as a group, have put into place.
Well, I'm amazed that they would do that in the state of Florida.
I am too. The state of Florida has always been the pinnacle of trust.
Yes.
With voting machines.
Yes. Now, you've got Orange, Brevard, Seminole, Volusia. What should we be looking at as these results in your race come in tonight? Those four counties, pieces of those four counties, make up the 24th district. Is one more friendly to you than another? Do you think we'll have an idea if perhaps you might have pulled this thing off?
If it holds true to the information that we have on our system, we should have 11-point edge in Volusia, 7-9 in Brevard, dead even in Orange, and we have no clue in Seminole.
Why no clue in Seminole?
Because we haven't collected enough information to do Seminole.
Gotcha.
Because, you have to have volunteers that call, and so we didn't concentrate on Seminole because Seminole is highly Republican, and therefore it's easier to back-check it than to pre-check it. So if I get some weird results in Seminole, I can actually poll the information after the election.
Gotcha.
Much harder in heavy Democratic areas.
Now, I know one of the reasons you've been running for this this seat is not that you always dreamt to be a congressman. As a matter of fact, you were a Republican until Tom Feeney sort of soured you on that. I know one of the reasons you ran is to sort of help get your story out, exactly what happened, what you're alleging happened back in 2000. Has the race, no matter what happens here, has that helped to get out the story? Do you feel was it a good idea to run for Congress?
It's a good idea, and if we don't win this time, we'll run again. And I guess if we do win this time, we'll probably run again. So it doesn't really matter. The story is getting out there. It doesn't matter how the vote comes out. If they flip it, it will give us a good chance to look at it. We may actually be able to catch them now, and that's really what's important. If we win, poor Tom's going to go to jail. So that's about all there is to that one.
All right, Clint Curtis, can we check in with you throughout the night, my friend?
Sure, anytime.
All right, well, we want to hear what's going on. By the way, are you going to concede or declare victory tonight? Either way?
We will wait until all the votes are cast.
That a boy. All right, Clint Curtis, perhaps the congressman-elect, we'll see, from the 24th District in Florida. We'll be checking in with him throughout the night and see if he's going to D.C. Peter, I don't even know who we have coming up next, so I'll let you take us out for the moment.
Well, we're going to go back to Florida after the break. Larissa Alexandrovna, managing editor of RawStory.com, is going to join us, and she was promising to go out dumpster diving behind some polling places today. We'll see if she came up with anything interesting.
She just does that every day for fun, Peter.
I see. Well, that's coming up next, and you can call us if you have a question or a comment, or if you want to report an anomaly at your polling place. Our toll-free number is 888-5-PETER-B. 888-573-8372. And our election integrity special continues right after this. KRXA 540. Progressive talk for Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Let the touch of an angel make your next wedding, anniversary, birthday, or family celebration extra special. Angelina's Bakery, Deli, and Cafe, located at 1725 Fremont Boulevard, Seaside, just across from Craig and Auto Parts, offering full bakery, deli, and cafe services. In the mood for delicious Italian pastries and cookies, specially brewed Latin American coffee, or traditional espresso drinks? Come to Angelina's, where you'll find palate-teasing cheesecakes and specialty cakes for all occasions, as well as tarts and pies with a wide assortment of seasonal flavors. Angelina's Deli features fresh deli sandwiches, breakfast sandwiches, and breakfast burritos. Try Angelina's specialty Mexican and Salvadoran dishes. They're simply delicious. Angelina's Bakery, Deli, and Cafe. Open 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sundays, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Treat yourself to the best, where the old world meets the new in a friendly, clean, casual atmosphere. Visit Angelina's today, 1725 Fremont Boulevard, Seaside.
ZNS Auto Sales in Monterey, family-owned for 30 years, is where partnership works. Whether you're a first-time buyer and need a safe economy car, or looking for a truck or SUV or a classic, they have it all. Call ZNS before you make that final decision. ZNS open every day at 1179 Del Monte Boulevard between the Navy Postgraduate School and Lake El Estero. High-quality used cars at the very best prices. ZNS Auto Sales, where partnership works.
I am attorney Sean Mills. Sometimes life does not take the direction that you plan. If you find yourself in need of an honest attorney, call me. I can advise you on both criminal and civil matters. Do not settle for an attorney who simply went to college and law school when you can work with an attorney with significant life experience who uses a common sense approach to everyday legal problems. If you think you need an attorney, I will be glad to offer you a no-obligation consultation and evaluation of your legal issue with no sugarcoating. If you think you have a potential legal issue, it is important that you speak to a qualified attorney as soon as possible. Call me at 831-648-7060. That's 831-648-7060. I am attorney Sean Mills.
12-Step Talk Uncensored is a new talk show where we speak openly about the deadly, shame-based disease of alcoholism and addiction. In this country, most of us are affected in some way. Causes, cures, genetics, or willpower. Saturday, 4 to 5, with Sheila Gale, brought to you in part by Italica Fine Leather Purses and Accessories on Alvarado Street, next to Supercuts in Monterey. Italica. Listen Saturdays at 4 with Sheila Gale. 12-Step Talk Uncensored. It's about time.
And good evening to lots of activity. Let's get right to it. Watsonville, San Andreas Drive at Beach. We have an accident. A truck went off the roadway. No injuries. Monterey, southbound 10218. We have an accident reported there. And this apparently, let's say, CHP on the scene. That's the only information we have. Ben Lomond, Highway 9 at Glen Arbor. We have three vehicles involved in a head-on clash, a crash, that is. The entire roadway blocked. Emergency crews on scene. Santa Clara County, eastbound 152 at Prunedale. We have an injury crash. Big rig, two cars blocking the eastbound lane, and emergency crews on scene there. Big Sur, Highway 1 at Burns Creek Bridge. Minor injury crash, blocking lanes there. Fire department on scene. Castroville, 183 at Washington Street. Injury crash, two vehicles reportedly blocking lane. CHP and fire department there as well. Well, the mini meals are back at McDonald's. That's traffic on KRXA.
listening to a live Velvet Revolution election protection strike force event.
Fighting for American democracy like there's no tomorrow. And by the way, there may not be one.
Here now your hosts from the Peter B. Collins Show, Peter B. Collins, and from BradBlog.com, Brad Friedman.
Pretend to be.
And as we continue our election special, we have this dispatch just in from Andy Borowitz at theborowitzreport.com. It's fiction, by the way. And it reads, Florida announces election results one day early. The state of Florida made electoral history once again on Monday, announcing its election results a full 24 hours before the polls opened in the state. The unprecedented speed with which Florida was able to report full election results with 100% of all precincts reporting prompted Governor Jeb Bush to declare the milestone a victory for Florida's state-of-the-art electronic voting machines. While most Floridians were still in bed Monday morning, the state's touchscreen voting machines began tallying their votes at a rate of 1 million votes a second, according to Bush. By 9 a.m. Monday, we had complete results, Bush said. I don't want to sound cocky or anything, but once again, it looks like Florida is leading the way election-wise. Bush added that thanks to the voting machine's record-setting reporting of its election results, Florida voters would be able to stay at home on Tuesday, saving the state's residents millions of dollars in gasoline. But even as Bush was crowing about his state's unprecedented early tally of its electoral decisions, Democratic National Committee Chair Howard Dean challenged the legitimacy of the vote, noting that Republicans had swept a victory in every single race reported by the supersonic voting machines. And for his part, the Florida governor welcomed Dean to take his complaints to the U.S. Supreme Court. But he added, according to our early tally, we've already won that one by a 5-4 margin. And that's Andy Borowitz. You can get that report at BorowitzReport.com. Kind of a deja vu experience for you, Brad?
Everything is a deja vu at this point.
Well, let's welcome Larissa Alexandrovna. She is the managing editor of RawStory.com and a regular contributor to the Peter B. Collins Show. And she is in the great state of Florida. Hello, Larissa.
Hello. So, it looks like poetic justice with Catherine Harris and Ken Blackwell.
Has Harris been announced by the media down there to have lost that race?
Yes, she has. She's out. Out, like a spot, like a stain.
Well, now, of course, her votes deserve to be counted, too, don't they, Rebecca?
Well, they do, and she got 41%. I mean, clearly there are people out there who are unable to dress themselves in the morning.
But, well, I offer you condolences because I watched part of the debate last week with Harris and Bill Nelson.
Uh-huh.
And he's just a little bit better than she is.
Yeah, no, I'm not a big fan of his. He voted for the Stalin Act, as you call it.
Yeah.
So and he didn't help in Bella's case. You know, mm-hmm. even though he was bombarded with calls from. Actually, all over the world, there were many supporters, and they did not help. It was the congressional folks who stepped in.
And Larissa is referring to her cousin who was detained by the immigration folks without any explanation, treated really badly, and denied medication that she needed to live healthily. And it was, kind of a gulag experience.
Well, yeah, the women were held in lockdown for 19 hours a day. They were given very little toilet paper, and they were not provided with feminine supplies at all. They were chained face down in vans when transported. So, yeah, I'd say that's a fairly bad situation, and the fact that a Democratic congressman didn't think that this would, was worth his time and actually voted for something as unconstitutional as the Stalin Act, the Military Commissions Act, for me, yeah, I mean, but I do think still though, there's something really beautiful in a Catherine Harris loss.
Yeah,
I don't care who she loses to, and Ken Blackwell too. I mean, the two of them can now apply at Kmart, I think.
Yeah, Ken Blackwell and Catherine Harris out of a job today. Apparently.
Oh, it's it's beautiful. It's just. It's a work of art. But I'll tell you something. Our friend Clint Curtis, although losing, is losing respectably.
Now, what makes you say he's losing?
Well, right now I'm looking at it, and let's see. Let me update my feed here.
Right.
Yeah, he's at 40 and Feeney's at 60. So, yeah, no, I mean.
It looks like he's actually ahead in Volusia, according to these numbers, and behind in Brevard and Orange. So it's Feeney 55% to 44% at this point. Although I noticed they don't.
Well,
tell
I'm looking
you how,
at the.
The
I'm getting the raw feeds from the various bigger news agencies, and it's 8% reporting right now. But still, let's assume it stays at. Let's take the average, which is 45. And leave it at that. I mean, that's a really nice showing for someone who is very new, very green, considered, very liberal, with not a lot of money and with not a lot of publicity. That's an incredible achievement. So, I was worried it would be like the Republican running in Connecticut. The name we shall not say because,
because nobody knows who he is anyway.
Well, yeah,
exactly. Larissa, we just know that Lieberman's the Republican running now.
Larissa, just about a minute before we go to a break here. I understand you were going to do some dumpster diving today.
You mean tonight?
Oh, shh.
Yeah, don't.
I thought you were already
don't
out there.
Don't mention where I'm going. Yeah, no, I'm going tonight in the counties that I'm not comfortable with, that appear to be a little bit fuzzy math to me,
mm-hmm.
given the exit polling. But I have to wait for the, things to return, to in a conclusive way before I go dumpster diving.
Okay. Anything else you want to report in 30 seconds of the tone in Florida today?
Well, I'll tell you, people are like almost dancing in the streets because I've been going to gas stations and, convenience stores, just kind of polling people myself and saying, hey, what do you think? How's your mood? And, everyone's like, I voted and Democrats are going to win. People are standing outside and, laughing together, discussing politics at gas stations. So,
wow.
Yeah, it's strange, though, that they're all saying Democrats and the results are showing, a large Republican win here.
Well, Larissa, if you find anything in your searches tonight, give us a call back.
In the middle of the night, I will.
We'll be here. Larissa Alexandrovna from RawStory.com. Thanks for joining us. Brad Friedman and I will continue after a break here on our Election Integrity Special till midnight Pacific tonight right here.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
Miguel Sarmiento, owner and chef of the Mexicali Grill in New Monterey, cordially invites you to visit his restaurant and enjoy quality Mexican food prepared with California seasonings and sauces, all with personalized, attentive service. Miguel has more than 14 years of experience preparing Italian, Hawaiian, Mexican, French, and American dishes in restaurants throughout Monterey County. Looking to savor the best Mexicali cuisine served with great margaritas or fine imported or domestic beers? Visit the Mexicali Grill today, located at 204 Lighthouse Avenue at the corner of Reeside Avenue in New Monterey. The Mexicali Grill is open daily for lunch from 11 to 3 and for dinner from 5 to 9. For takeout orders, call 375-9801. That's 375-9801. Miguel has a message for all Central Coast residents who appreciate delicious, high-quality Mexican food at reasonable prices.
Todos son bienvenidos en el Mexicali Grill. Try us. You'll like us a lot.
The Grove Market in Pacific Grove is ideal for all of your grovery shopping. Locally owned and operated for 37 years by the Higuera family, the Grove Market boasts the finest selections of just-picked conventional and organic produce our Central Coast farms have to offer. The Grove Market's full-service meat department specializes in the highest quality, choice, fresh-cut, and prepared meats. Local artisanal bakeries deliver breads and other delectable baked goods hot from the oven every morning. To perfect your gourmet home-cooked meal, choose from the Grove Market's outstanding selection of Monterey wines. The Grove Market features competitive prices, personalized service, and home delivery in PG and New Monterey. You can't go wrong at the Grove Market. So shop Monday through Saturday from 8 to 7 and 9 to 6 on Sundays in downtown Pacific Grove, 242 Forest Avenue, just above Lighthouse. The Grove Market, where the locals shop.
Hi, I'm Patty Ross, Realtor. What pops into your mind when you hear the word real estate? Security? Investment? White picket fences? Did you know that real estate is the single most sought-after asset on the planet? more people have accumulated wealth through real estate than by any other means. So whether you own property and want to cash in your equity, or simply want to take advantage of buying in this changing market, you need a qualified agent who understands market conditions and will listen to your needs. From Santa Cruz to Salinas, from Carmel to Big Sur, call me, Patty Ross, for a free consultation. I'm hardworking, experienced, and I care about you. Hey, forget the rest, get the best. Call me, Patty Ross. My heart's in it.
Contact Patty Ross at Keller Williams Realty in Carmel at 622-6235. That's 622-6235, or visit her website, pattyrosscarmel.com.
For over 30 years, I have been helping people restore their skin's natural beauty. This is Claudie Assalit of Claudie Skincare Studio in Carmel. I bring a certain je ne sais quoi, as well as 3 decades of experience in top spas and salons. Claudie Skincare Studio features a selection of the finest products, and I am always training to stay at the cutting edge of skincare technology. At Claudie Skincare Studio, we specialize in healing facials, peels, Reiki, waxing, lash tinting, as well as nutritional advice to ensure your skin vibrancy and good health. To set up an appointment, call me Claudie Assalit at 625-4101. That is 625-4101. Smooth, soft, beautiful skin can be yours. Call 625-4101. A bientôt.
You are listening to a live Election Night Integrity Marathon broadcast featuring Peter B. Collins in San Francisco and Brad Friedman in Los Angeles.
And this party's going to go all night long. We'll be here until midnight Pacific time. We're on the air in Monterey, Sacramento, Eureka, Anchorage, Alaska, Great Barrington, Massachusetts, Tampa Bay, Florida, coast to coast, and popping up on people's computers all over the place, too. You can log on to velvetrevolution.us for links to live streams of this broadcast in case your radio station decides to do something else between now and midnight Pacific tonight. Brad Friedman's with us in Los Angeles, and we're also standing by to hook up with Johnny Wendell at KTLK in Los Angeles.
Yes, I'll be interviewing on his show shortly. We're going to cross-broadcast that program. We're going to do this throughout the night, I hope. Should be talking to the Young Turks later. Hopefully we'll be on with Mike Malloy a few minutes on the road.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to let everyone know that they can listen after we go off at the top of the air, top of the hour on some stations where we'll be returning later. But in the meantime, if you miss us, whiterosesociety.org, KPFTX.org. Who am I missing? HeadOnRadio.com, HeadOnRadioNetwork.com, and several others that we will try to hit throughout the night. And Peter, since we're having trouble contacting each other from down there to up here, I want to let you know I've got the Bye Bye Blackwell song that I recommend we play when we come out of the next break as a tribute to our old friend, J. Kenneth Blackwell, who now has plenty of time to visit his old friend, Bob Ney, in jail.
Yeah, and he can go play golf with Bob Taft, the governor of Ohio, who was disgraced and actually pled guilty to a misdemeanor of accepting free golf outings. And that's kind of just a mini Ney. Bob Ney, of course, bounced and ultimately pled guilty after that freebie golf trip with Jack Abramoff to Scotland.
Let me say here that MSNBC is now announcing Menendez, the Democrat senator. Looks like they've got
George Bush's term.
Checkmark
we want to stop another farmer.
Looks like they're saying he's going to win in New Jersey, the Democrat beating Thomas Kane Jr. out there. Again, that's MSNBC's numbers. We'll see if they actually come to pass once all the votes are counted.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And do we have, give me the thumbs up when we're ready to go to the Los Angeles station.
Yeah, I'm listening to it in the background. They were feeding us something really loud a second ago, and now it's gone quiet again.
Okay.
So that's radio, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Well, it's live radio, and that's what's going to happen all night long because, you know, we don't have the millions that MSNBC does.
All right, well, Matt...
We do have the heart.
Matt is monitoring that line, and he'll give us the high sign as soon as Johnny picks up. We've got Mike on the line from LaPorte, Indiana. Mike, join us here on our Election Integrity Special.
Yeah, good evening. How are you doing?
Doing okay. How about you?
Oh, pretty good myself, anyway.
Tell us what you encountered when you voted today.
Well, I heard about the problems down in Delaware. And up here in LaPorte County, we actually have two polling places, one in Hudson Lake and one in Michigan City, mm-hmm. that have extended hours also due to problems when they opened this morning.
Now, when you went to vote, did you encounter any difficulties?
I didn't encounter any difficulties, but I've seen several people that had voted for the first time on these machines that encountered a few problems, but they were easily worked out.
Okay.
There were some actual legal complications today also. Between about 1 p.m. and 3 p.m. today, there was a gentleman from Project Voter Protection, which is just a private organization. They walked in and presented an ID that was expired in 4/03, which is before the legal verification date for expirations on state identification, and they still allowed him to vote. And then there was also between 7 to 8 illegal aliens that were allowed to vote also. That had previously stated publicly that they were illegal. And they're well known here.
And where were illegal aliens?
Where did this occur?
Here in LaPorte, Indiana.
Gentlemen, hold on just a second. Mike, we're going to come back to you in a couple of minutes. And right now, we're joined by Johnny Wendell.
We have a projection.
Or any second now, we're going to hook up with Johnny Wendell at KTLK in Los Angeles.
Not only did CNN just predict, but Lou Dobbs, who's anchoring right now, had to predict that Senator Bob Menendez is sailing into re-election in New Jersey. I couldn't be happier. Lou Dobbs seemed thrown off his game as he delivered that news to who else but Senator Bill Frist. It was a beautiful piece of television.
Bill Frist,
I wish my friends could have seen it.
Bill Frist hasn't looked this depressed since a cat got away from him, the one that he was trying to chop the head off back in Harvard. And, back here, kitty. I got to kill all of you.
And I have to tell you something. Kudos to the grassroots activists in New Jersey. That was a really tough fight. Today and yesterday in New Jersey, the GOP was making phone calls into the homes of Latino surname voters and telling them that they were suspected of being illegal aliens, and if they went to the polls, they would be arrested. So I guess justice did prevail in New Jersey. I could not be happier.
That is, and they thought that they had a chance for a pickup here. They called this thing 36 minutes after the polls.
Yeah, apparently it's clear. Let's hope they didn't screw up on this because it would ruin my buzz. But I'm just having a blast with this.
That's cool. That is really good news. We have with us Brad Friedman of bradblog.com, the internet, if not the entire world's preeminent expert on election fraud. Brad, nice of you to join us.
Happy to be here, guys. How are you holding up? Sounds like you're having a good time tonight.
Oh, yeah, tonight's a good night.
Brad, what are you hearing on the internet and elsewhere about possible incidents of tampering, manipulation, fraud, intimidation, et cetera, et al. Ad nauseum?
Well, yeah, we're getting all kinds of reports. Let me add in the biggest concern that I've had is just mechanical failure, breakdown of these voting machines. This has been happening since polls opened early this morning out here in California. I've got a report over at bradblog.com about a candidate down in Orange County who is getting calls that there was not that machines were breaking down all over Orange County, California. In predominantly Democratic districts, and there was no paper ballots there for anyone to vote on. Imagine that. They had run out of the English paper ballots, and so voters were either leaving or they were actually voting on Vietnamese and Chinese ballots just so that they could get
votes. Well, Brad, that makes sense, because down in Orange County, they fly American flags that are made in China, so why shouldn't they be...
Yes, sir.
When you hear about some of this insanity, like in Denver, Colorado, they can't get the machines to work, or that the Republican governor of South Carolina, Sanford, they sent him back for an ID, or in Arizona where the state Supreme Court upheld the idea that you have to have an ID to vote, What does this tell you? Do you think that we're heading in the right direction or the wrong direction?
It tells me that what I've been trying to let everyone know for 2 years was absolutely right. We've got an absolute mess on our hands. Our electoral system is a disaster. It's in tatters. And, you know, if we don't do something, if the people don't rise up, and there is signs that they're doing that, forget about the political thing. The activists, the folks at velvetrevolution.us, the folks at, you know, 186, what is the number there, is 866 our vote. The activists on the ground all over the country who are trying to monitor what's going on at the polls and realizing that this secret vote counting software that we now use, privatized companies taking over our public vote with no one, and I mean no one at the federal or the state level looking overseeing what's going on, is an absolute disaster. And it's really been up to the people to try to get this system back. If we keep going, I mean, you know, we're going to have no confidence. I'm thrilled that the news looks good for folks out there in the polls, but the fact of the matter is there is no way currently to verify the accuracy of almost any of these numbers that we're currently getting in.
Now, when you hear about stuff like vote by mail, like in Oregon, and people say, well, vote by mail is more or less tamper-proof, is that an accurate statement?
I don't know who says it's tamper-proof. Absolutely not. Remember, those vote-by-mail paper ballots are still scanned by the same software and the same hardware that is secret, is not inspected by anyone. And, you know, one of the biggest hacks we have ever seen in these with these Diebold machines occurred on an optical scan machine, a paper-based ballot, the same type we've a similar type to what we use in Los Angeles County, where you've got a paper ballot, but it's run through these scanners, and nobody actually gets to inspect those scanners to make sure that the software is all on the up and up.
So what can we do?
Well, first thing, we've got to, I'm hoping that people are heading to the polls and electing Deborah Bowen, Secretary of State, down there, because frankly, she's been fighting to open the system and have some accountability with open software and hardware and so forth. That's what we've got to get, or you go back to a paper ballot with audits. They can be scanned, but
yes,
you have to audit the proper amount.
I mean, yeah. And the thing that I don't understand is, like, obviously there's so many problems with this any of these electronic systems. There's not an unhackable computer that exists on the planet.
Right.
Why not just go back to the old-fashioned way of doing it? I don't understand what the big problem is.
Well, the big problem is that Bob Ney, who's now on his way to jail, if he's not in there already, from Ohio, he put forward a bill putting $3.8 billion into these voting machines, and the voting machine companies have all the money. They're running around saying our machines work great,
but nobody believes that.
Well, apparently the elections officials and folks like Connie McCormick, the registrar down there in Los Angeles, and the head of the election clerks in California, she believes it, because and all the rest of them are deploying these systems. More than 80% of our votes are now counted on these electronic voting machines, whether it's touchscreen or optical scan. And it's an absolute scandal. They don't work, and it's going to take the people, frankly, demanding that these guys have some accountability, that they audit these ballots, that they do so in an open, transparent manner, because this is our democracy at stake here. And
has there been any attempt, Brad, to do legislation? I mean, if, in fact, we do get a Democratic majority tomorrow, that would be installed in January, has anybody surfaced any type of prototype legislation that would correct this problem?
Oh, sure. Well, I mean, there has been legislation for the last, the Help America Vote Act was passed in 2002, so there's been legislation since then.
That turned out to be quite a disappointment.
Exactly, and that's what they're trying to put forward legislation to correct what the damage that Help America Vote Act did, but the Republicans in the House and the Senate were not allowing any of this legislation to come forward. They wouldn't even require a simple paper trail, which has its own problems. But why wouldn't they do that, guys?
I don't know.
Well, look, maybe because they would like to hang on by any means necessary.
Yeah. And that's the mess that we have going on here. And so the politicians have not been able to do it. The media has been wholly delinquent in covering this matter. And so it's really come down to the folks, the people, the citizens on the ground to start raising hell and making noise. And they're doing that now all over the country, which is why we're just being pounded now with these reports all over the country where machines would not start up, most notoriously out here in California, where the Secretary of State sort of kind of said, well, every voter can vote on paper if they want to. But then he didn't require the registrar as a voter to actually have paper ballots
in place.
It's in place. It's an absolute scandal.
Brad, thank you so much for
great
taking
time
out for us. This is Brad Friedman. You can go to – can you give us your website, please, Brad?
You can, bradblog.com, and we're going to be covering this all night long at velvetrevolution.us. So
very
jump
good.
On in.
All right. Thanks a lot. That is Brad.
Now, I'm trying to get verification of some really big news here, and I
all right. Thank you, Johnny Wendell and company at KTLK in Los Angeles. Brad, we're going to take a break here, and when we come back, we're going to be serenaded with the Bye Bye Kenny Blackwell song, and we got some callers on the line, too. You can join us at 888-5-PETER-B. 888-573-8372 puts you through. I'm Peter B. Collins in San Francisco. He's Brad Friedman in Los Angeles. More coming up after a break here on our Election Integrity Special. You're listening to KRXA 540.
Every Sunday morning at 10, listen to Rock Roller Real Estate. The number one Sunday morning Bay Area real estate show is now on KRXA 540. If you want to learn about investing, 1031 exchanges, buying and selling high-end homes, and where the hottest real estate markets are, this is the show for you. Rock Roller Real Estate, the Bay Area's number one Sunday morning real estate show, now covering the Central Coast. For more information on how to become a guest, call 408-892-3376. Rock Roller Real Estate.
In response to rising interest rates, Victor Munoz of Creative Mortgage in Salinas offers the following advice to homeowners with variable rate loans. Don't panic or overreact. If you feel trapped in a frightening squeeze, first analyze your situation calmly, then take the best action available. There are so many types of loans, one is very likely to meet your particular needs. For a free consultation with Victor Munoz at Creative Mortgage, call 757-0436. Let Victor share with you the knowledge that he has built up over many years in the mortgage industry. Call Victor at 757-0436 today.
I am attorney Sean Mills. Sometimes life does not take the direction that you plan. If you find yourself in need of an honest attorney, call me. I can advise you on both criminal and civil matters. Do not settle for an attorney who simply went to college and law school when you can work with an attorney with significant life experience who uses a common sense approach to everyday legal problems. If you think you need an attorney, I will be glad to offer you a no-obligation consultation and evaluation of your legal issue with no sugarcoating. If you think you have a potential legal issue, it is important that you speak to a qualified attorney as soon as possible. Call me at 831-648-7060. That's 831-648-7060. I am attorney Sean Mills.
And a very pleasant good evening to you on this election 2006 Tuesday. All right, lots of activity. Big Sur, Highway 1 at Burns Creek Bridge. Minor injury crash. A vehicle rolled over. It's been cleared to the right shoulder. And, in fact, emergency crews still on scene. Castroville, 183 at Washington. Injury crash there. Two vehicles reportedly blocking lanes. CHP, in fact, there already. Santa Cruz, Graham Hill Road at Treetop. Two disabled vehicles reportedly blocking lanes. Ben Lohman, Azalea Avenue at Glen Harbor. We have a tree and power lines down across the roadway, so that's obviously creating a big problem. And Watsonville nighttime road work between Highway 1 and 129 and Freedom. Looks like from 7 p.m. to 6 a.m. for pavement upgrades. Expect 15-minute delays. This report brought to you by Chapstick. Every time you dream of drenching your lips in moisture, slide on Chapstick moisture for healthy look and feel your lips long for every day. I'm Mike Nashrapp on KRXA AM 540.
Listening to a live Velvet Revolution Election Protection Strike Force event. Because it's not about right and left. It's about right and wrong. Here now your hosts from the Peter B. Collins Show, Peter B. Collins, and from BradBlog.com, Brad Friedman.
You go, Brad.
Purging voters from the rolls, 30 points down in the polls. Bye, bye, Blackwell. 2004 election fraud, now just between you and your God. Bye, bye, Blackwell.
He's on his way out.
Your protection order won't protect you. When even your own party won't elect you.
Bye, Kenny.
Neocons all jump for joy. He's your wingnut poster boy. Blackwell. Bye-bye. We're up on all your dirty tricks. Bye, bye, Blackwell. Elections without oversight make miracles happen overnight. Bye, bye, Blackwell.
And by the way, W's nickname Kenny Boy is now available.
You'll send bogus numbers to your server and kick out international observers.
What?
Losers have to cheat to win. We won't let you do that again. Blackwell. Bye. Rigging your election is expected, but we'll all know you never were elected.
Oh, it broke up on us there, Brent. There it is. It's back.
30 points down in the polls.
Yeah, get those alligator clips right on it.
Bye-bye.
Well, and Brad, we can't blame this one on Kenny Blackwell.
Bye-bye.
Chelsea Clinton went to vote in New York City today in the borough called Chelsea. And when she showed up at her polling place, her name wasn't on the official rolls.
Oh, well, I guess everyone, it's unbelievable, this system that we've got going on. Even Chelsea Clinton, we had the Secretary of State in Missouri couldn't vote.
Right.
I think Greg Palast had mentioned someone else, another official, state official in, was it Massachusetts, who couldn't vote? Let me give you a little bit of news also just in. As Kenny Boy Blackwell is on his way out, GOP officials, this is from AP, GOP officials call to impound voting machines. In one of the most closely watched U.S. Senate races in the nation, controversy started brewing before the polls even closed tonight. Two-term Republican Senator Rick Santorum and Democratic challenger Bob Casey has been a heated battle throughout the campaign. Republican State Senate Committee sent a letter to the Secretary of State asking that voting machines in 27 counties that have been accused of being malfunctioning be impounded tonight. You knew it was going to be a Republican who would do this, didn't you, Peter?
Well, I've been prepared for that, Brad.
Well, we've been making noise about that was exactly what was going to happen. Let's see. They claim, GOP officials claim there were reports that some machines were changing Republican votes to Democratic votes.
Earlier today on that Common Cause call that I mentioned, they did describe vote flipping occurring.
Mm-hmm.
And I followed up with a question. I said, you know, I've never heard of a vote being flipped to a Democrat. And the first report of that surfaced today. There is one report at Common Cause of a vote flipping in an electronic machine where a Republican was selected and the Democrat was the one that got pumped out by the machine.
Well, and they're talking about 27 different counties, so we're going to have to keep an eye on that. This mm-hmm. would be a lot of different machines they use, as I recall, Diebold, Sequoia, I think ES&S down there as well. And what do you know? It's the Republicans who are stepping up and saying, well, let's impound these damn machines. We'll see what happens on this. We'll try to follow this certainly through the night and get someone on the ground in Pennsylvania in a bit who can give us some more information. Peter, before we jump out here, did we lose that caller in Indiana?
Yes, but we have Lonnie in Phoenix right now. Lonnie, welcome to our Election Integrity Special.
Thank you. As you may be aware, Arizona had a requirement for ID that the district's Superior Court said was against people's constitutional rights.
Mm-hmm.
All day long, our Attorney General has been saying, Terry Goddard's our Attorney General, he's been saying on the radio, if you don't have all the proper ID, vote anyway, you have a certain number of days to prove that you're registered. Well,
it would be a provisional ballot that you'd be able to vote on. Right.
One of the young men I know has his voter registration card. He's on the list. He couldn't find his driver's license. They turned him away. They didn't let him vote a provisional ballot. He's actually spent most of the day finding anything he has with a receipt on it for the address. And he just called me and said they let it vote. I was on hold here, so I don't know if it's provisional or not. But he was not just discouraged. He was told, you can't. And that's not what the Attorney General is saying. I'm just glad I'm mom that they called me, and I'm like, go back and vote, insist, Terry Goddard is saying.
Yeah. And Lonnie, this report came in by email from Linda in Arizona, who is with the Arizona Advocacy Network, and she reports that one of the problems is that people were sent incorrect polling place information with their new voter ID card. It identified a school close by, for example, but that isn't the polling place for the individual she's citing. So we've got some considerable problems in Arizona today.
Absolutely. And the thing about this polling place is it's, you know, he lives in my home. And so I know where the polling place is.
Yeah.
Well, we walk across the street to it.
Lonnie, thanks for your call. We're up against the end of the hour here, and I want to let our stations know that this program is going to continue until midnight tonight, Pacific time. Some stations will stay with us all the way through. Others will break away for a time. So if your station does cut away, go to velvetrevolution.us, and that's where you can log on to our internet stream. Brad Friedman and Peter B. Collins with this Election Integrity Special. You can call in toll-free at 888-5-PETER-B. You can email Brad@bradblog.com. Or me, Peter@PeterBCollins.com. I want to thank our producers, Matt Renner, Desi Doyen, Adam Sadie, and Katrina Rill here in San Francisco for helping us put this broadcast together. And I'm Peter B. Collins.
Doing business in Santa Cruz County since 1950, Wilson's Tire and Service now has 3 locations to serve you better wherever you live. All 3 locations feature full service, friendly, fast, same-day service, or in the words of hands-on owner Juan Escamilla,
we're fast and fair, and service is job one at Wilson's Tire and Service.
Specializing in tire, brake, and alignment services with state-of-the-art equipment. Looking for friendly, fast, same-day service from experienced pros? Come to Wilson's Tire and Service. Now located in Santa Cruz at 1807 Soquel Avenue across from Walgreens, in Soquel Village at Old San Jose Road and Soquel Drive, and now in Aptos Village across the entrance to Nicene Mark State Park. Questions? Call 476-0370. That's 476-0370. Say hello to Juan and get the Wilson's Tire and Service full service.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. Senate Democratic Leader Harry Reid thinks he smells victory.
The reason things are turning our way is because the American people are tired of what has been going on in Washington.
There are early gains for the Democrats in these crucial midterm elections. We get a live update from CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss.
So far, it's 3-for-3 for the Democrats in competitive Senate races. Based on CBS News projections, they've picked up seats in Ohio and Pennsylvania and held on to New Jersey. They need to gain 6 to win control. The New Jersey race was the Republicans' best chance to unseat a Democratic senator, but CBS News projects when all the votes are in, Bob Menendez will prevail over Tom Kaine Jr. We project Democratic Congressman Sherrod Brown will knock out Ohio Republican Senator Mike DeWine, and Bob Casey will prevail in Pennsylvania, unseating Republican Rick Santorum, a champion of social conservatives. Results of House races are coming in more slowly, but Democrats look strong there, too. The only close race we can project so far is in Indiana, where Republican John Hostetler is losing to Democrat Brad Ellsworth. Live in Washington, Bob Fuzz, CBS News.
I'm Mark Noller at the White House. The defeat of Senator DeWine is a big loss for President Bush, who went to some lengths to help him win re-election. Mr. Bush did 3 campaign fundraisers for DeWine this year, generating $3 million. Interestingly, all 3 events were closed to press coverage, an indication DeWine did not want to spotlight his ties to Mr. Bush.
Do the Democrats have a chance to take the Senate? CBS News Chief Washington correspondent Bob Schieffer has been doing the math.
The magic number now for the Democrats is 4. They need to hold on to the seats that they had beginning this night, plus the 2 that they have picked up, and then pick up 4 more to take control of the Senate. We think the closest races to keep an eye on at this point are still Virginia, Missouri, Montana, Tennessee, and Rhode Island.
Now let's go live to closely watched Florida and CBS News correspondent Peter King.
Well, Bill, we've got one major race in the books. Democratic Senator Bill Nelson defeating Republican Congresswoman Katherine Harris. She's still remembered best as Florida's top elections official during the 2000 recount. Now, the experts have said 4 House seats could flip to the Democrats. Here in disgraced Republican Mark Foley's district, 35% of the precincts are in. Republican Joe Negron, who replaced Foley 5